Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman of Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How you doing? We're going to have a great show tonight. We're doing nothing but readings for 3 hours. And it's really a crazy show. So we're going to really get into the whole thing. We're doing readings. I'm not sure. Is anybody else there? Can they hear me? Is AJ there? I'm going to have to click you on. You should be able to click yourself on. All you got to do is push on the little speaker thing. It'll turn into a mic, and you'll be on the air if you can hear me. Anyway, we'll get to the situation. This is going to be interesting. We're having some technical difficulties here, so just bear with us, and we'll get right to it. The whole thing is just, you know. So, I don't know what's going on. We're having trouble with the phone going in and out, that kind of thing. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this you?
Pardon me?
Is that you? Huh? No, I'm just trying to figure the whole thing out. We're having trouble here with. If you're on the show, are you on the show?
I'm waiting for a reading.
Okay. And did you talk to AJ?
I'm here.
Okay, so when you, I'm trying to put everybody on the air. Which
sorry
means when
about
you go on
that.
The, no, that's okay. I'm just, it's a very interesting day, I'm telling you. What's the situation? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Wendy.
Wendy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Canada.
And are you getting as much snow as we are here?
Not really, no.
Really? Did you send it our way so we could all be snowed in? It's getting crazy here. We got snow everywhere. You don't sound too happy.
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay. Just going with it, going with through what it was serious mode, huh? So, you're just, You got to bear with us today. It was one of the situations I have someone doing my switchboard, and I'm somewhere else trying to do the show, okay? It's a crazy mess. I recommend if you got any family, run away from them, because they have a tendency to put you in situations that you can't get yourself out of. And they don't care, okay? Okay, what's the situation? What's your two questions? Well, just do a reading, and what do you want to work on? What do you want to focus on?
What's coming up for me this year in love, relationship?
So what would you say what would you say is the most important thing to you? Is it love and relationships? Because it seems like you're really focusing on a certain person.
Love and relationships. I'm not really focused on anybody. I was dating someone. I don't know if he's coming back into my life. His name is Steve.
You're not sure if he's going to come back into your life or not, but you're not really focusing on anybody.
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to sit there and clear it out of my head and say, okay. But the situation at hand, you're just the idea of saying you're not sure if Steve will come back in your life or not, I'm still getting impressions that that's what you're thinking about. Maybe not all the time, but that thought is definitely in the back of your mind of a curiosity, what could happen if he does come back in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's like everybody has to understand one thing. When you do readings, that kind of thing, you got to be completely honest about everything's coming out of the whole thing, because we're picking up stuff. We don't know what it's all about. It's your life that we're picking up in. So we're just trying to make sure we're going in the right direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with the situation at hand, when you're still hanging on to somebody, I'll tell you like this. I feel like that in a couple of months, there is someone coming in your life. And I feel like the one thing that could block it from coming into your life the way you want it to is the idea of still hanging on to somebody else, okay? That's
uh-huh.
just nothing saying a judgmental thing. It's just the idea of asking you to take a couple steps back, take a look at the situation, and ask yourself, is there anything that could stand in the way of that happening? Because it seems like you do want a new relationship. And the idea of Steve, I don't see it happening, okay?
Right.
But with the situation with, and I just feel like the breakup was really pretty final when it did happen. So you get this curiosity where there's certain things going on because nothing's really going on at this time. So you're just, your memories are being pulled back. So you're still attached to that. I'm just asking you to take some time to let it go. I would definitely sit down and do some work with Archangel Michael to cut everything loose.
Cut the cords, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
To cut the cords, yeah.
Well, it's one of those meditations I tell people to do because it's one of those things that can clear everything out, is the idea of working with Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Gabriel, where it's like one of those things of sitting there working on it, cut the cords loose. Archangel Raphael, that can also be there to help you heal, because there is some, a little bit of, I don't know how to put it. It's like breaking up with somebody when, you know, when those things are cut loose. There are some times
mm-hmm.
there are emotions where you're trying to, you might have a surge of crying and you can't understand why. And that's just part of the process of letting go of some this past. Archangel Gabriel, there's the idea of talking to yourself and being honest with yourself so you can actually maybe, because sometimes you do have issues that kind of stick with you anyway after work with Archangel Michael. Because I feel like this is a situation you should do for at least a week.
Okay.
And then you should keep it up for a while, at least once or twice a week with that certain kind of meditation. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, everybody else, too, when it comes to chakra clearing and auras and that kind of stuff, that's something you should do every day for the rest of your life, okay? That's just to keep your channels open, because, I mean, chakras and auras are basically the connection between the physical and the spiritual. And as long as those stay wide open, then you shouldn't have any problems of knowing what you should do with your life as well. So this makes it easier for you. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
like
does.
I feel like 2 months from now, I mean, actually it could be sooner than that. It depends on how fast you start doing the work that I suggested that you do, okay?
The
do you
clearing.
Do any yoga?
No, I do meditation, so.
Well, if you can, try to find a yoga plan that works for you, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I feel like you might have some menstrual problems, and yoga actually would help that.
Okay. Can I just ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you say I could ask two questions?
Well, actually, today we do enough of it readings on Fridays and Saturdays, and I really want to push people to go bye-bye. I want to help out, so if you got a couple more questions, that's fine. Go right ahead, okay?
Okay, I'm expecting some money. It's a tax benefit, but I don't know when it's coming, and I really don't know how much it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pick up on that at all?
I get the end of February. The end of February. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's the end of February.
Okay. Is it going to be what I expected, or?
What are you expecting?
Well, a few thousands.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I will say the figure it came to me was 1,500.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I didn't want to disappoint you or anything. I'm just saying 1,500 was the very first figure to pop in my head. So I go with my gut on that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There may be more to it. What are you doing? I gotta go.
Hello, are you still there?
I'm still here. Well, I'm just saying, that's what I got. So, you could focus on more, but I just feel like $1,500 is what I see. So, I was going to say, do you have any more questions you want to ask?
How do you see my finances this year?
Well, the impression I get, they're going to be very good. I feel like there's a lot of things here in this month that might make you want to wonder, but once you get past this month, things open up for you, so I wouldn't worry about it. Just focus on what you want to do and watch them all unfold for you, okay? Really, seriously.
Okay. Well, thank you for the reading.
You're welcome, and if you ever want to get a private reading, just give me a call. And you do know what our specials are right now, don't you?
Yeah, I don't have the ability to do that right now.
Okay, no problem. Well, just one of those things. I actually have one reading to give away, so if you want to take advantage of that, I can give it to you. Just take the number down and call me tomorrow, and we'll schedule an appointment for you, okay?
Really?
Yeah, really.
A free reading?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where it's like I've had a couple opportunities here that came out pretty good, so I'd like to extend that to you and give you a free reading as well. So just call me tomorrow, and we'll schedule that for you. Do you have the number?
No, I don't. Is it the same number?
The number you called in on?
Yeah.
No, no, I need you to call in my private number.
Okay.
All right.
And what is that?
That is 937.
937.
838.
838.
6337.
6337. And your name is?
My friends call me Donnie.
Donnie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, thank you, Donnie. Is there a particular time I should be calling?
So you can call me tomorrow about 10, or you call from Canada, we're about.
Standard Time.
Okay, cool. So am I. I'm on Eastern Standard Time, too. So
I won't be available in the morning.
You won't, or you will?
No, I won't.
Okay, well, call
can
me
I call you
three.
In the afternoon? Can I call
yeah,
you in
call
the afternoon?
Me. Yeah, in the afternoon's fine.
Okay, wow, thank you so much. That's like a New Year's present.
Well, there you go. So, okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And you give me a call. We'll get that done for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Donnie.
And thank you. Thank you for the call. And you have a great New Year, too, as well.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Donnie. It's Asia.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Are you on You're on the
yes,
air with us right here, huh? Okay, no.
Yes, I'm
no,
on the air with you, except I'm having some technical difficulties still, but I do have a caller in queue from a 561 area code who has some questions about her housing for the upcoming year.
I just want to go over some things real quick, everybody out there. We were talking about private readings earlier, and I do private readings, so if you want to get in contact with me, my number is 937-838-6337. And if you want to contact me through my website, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And right now we have a great special until the end of February, which is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. That's for you people who call into the show. And for the people who are referred to through people that call through the show, you still get a break too. Yours is only $45 an hour and $25 for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody else, it's just to give you guys an idea of what I do, it's $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. I'm giving everybody a break until the end of February. So I guess you'd say it's like my Christmas present, New Year's present, all wrapped in one, and Happy New Year with everybody out there. And please give us a call. And I can tell everybody out there, those are just prices I put down there. Nothing's written in stone, so just give us a call. You know, you never know. Just make a deal. I'm
mm-hmm.
pretty open-minded. I just want to do the work, and so just call and whatever. Well, I'm pretty sure we can – it's the idea of getting information to people, you know. So if – you don't have the full amount, call me. I'm not a person who turns anybody away, so we'll go from there. Okay. So, what was I going to say? Well, let's go on to the one caller you're talking about. That was 516 Erica. What's their name?
She didn't provide her name, but...
Okay, no problem.
I can put her on the air now, and I'll make sure to get that information.
Okay.
Go
right ahead.
She's on.
Go. All right. Hello. Hi. How
Hi,
are
hi.
You?
I'm all right. I'm stressing a little bit. My name is Kasia, and I'm calling from Florida. And I'm kind of in a bind with money, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to hold on to my apartment.
Well, the impression I get from the message I keep getting is, yes, you will be able to keep your apartment. They also stressing right now that you should be focusing on how to do that, focusing on the outcome of staying where you're at, because it seems like you're being pulled a lot to, what I put is rehashing what's happened, what's going on, that kind of stuff. And they're saying stop doing that and start focusing on what you want and stop focusing on what you don't have, because it's like you don't want to you don't want to put the energy into that. And they're saying if you put the energy into what you really want to do, which is where you want to stay, don't be surprised the opportunities drop in your lap very quickly. And I keep getting before the end of January.
So what does that mean, that I could move before the end of January?
Well, what it's saying you're going to have opportunities before the end of the month to actually make a choice of what you want to do, okay? But it's one of those things of keeping yourself positive on solutions and forget the problems exist. Because they feel like if you do that, they will be a thing of the past and they won't exist. Just the opportunities to get where you want. So if you want to move, I'm just saying, if you want to move, focus on that. If you want to stay where you're at, then focus on that too. But at the same time, keep your eyes open, keep your mind open for whatever direction that is. Don't try to dictate that. Just focus and say, well, this is what I'd like to have. Like I told people, go ahead.
That is just so amazing that you said that, because my ex-boyfriend has been trying to reconnect with me, and he's been telling me to move in with him, but I'm just surprised that you picked up on that there is an option like that out there.
Oh, no problem. Like I said before, you just need to go the direction you feel like you need to go. Because a lot of times we get ourselves in situations and we just get so caught up in the situation itself, we just don't want to move on. So, because we're so enthused in it, okay? So that's what we're saying, focus on that, what you should do, and go with on your own intuition.
All right. Great. Thank you so much, Danny.
Say it one more time, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. That's what I needed to know. So, and thank you for what you're doing. The deal sounds great. I might be one of the $10 an hour callers.
Okay, well, I'll be looking forward to working with you and getting there. I've been telling everybody else, people who call on the show, that might be that way for a while. It's just, I'm just saying, until February, take it one step at a time and that kind of thing. But
yeah.
You never know. It might be one of those things where I just say, okay, forget it, and that'll be the price for people who do call in, and everybody else got to pay $100.
Awesome for us.
I'm just saying. I mean, I tell everybody all the time. If everybody's listening out there, I mean, my biggest thing is I want to do the work. So, but I want to pay my bills too. So, instead of I tell people all the time, you can donate money to the show if you like. I have a donate button for that too, and it's basic setup where you can actually donate a dollar if you feel like it. But it's not one of those things you have to do. I'd rather do the work and pay my own bills. So just get in there and take care of the situation. And I just want everybody to have all the tools for this year, because I feel like it's going to be good for everybody, not just a chosen few. So I figure if we can get to those people and say, hey, you can do this, they can make this year exactly what they want it to. So does that make sense?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you have any more questions, you can ask a couple more questions if you want to do before you go. You with us? Hello?
She disconnected.
I guess she got her answers and she's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everything
yes.
works out for her.
Yes.
She's a great woman.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she's kind of unsure what to do right now and wasn't quite understanding that she has to shift her energy either one way or the other.
That's true, too. But once she makes the decision, I feel like it's one of those things. If she decides what she wants to stay, I think opportunities are going to open up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the situation with the boyfriend that she wants to really, I think it's one of those things that's going good for her right now, that she would like to explore that.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the impression that she should, like I said, it's a win-win situation no matter which way she goes. But she does have to make a choice.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I have Anna on the line.
Okay.
And it's pertaining to her spiritual journey, and also she'd like to know about her finances.
Okay.
So, Anna, you're on the air.
Welcome to the show. Hello. Anna? Hello? Anna, so do we have anybody else on the line? I think Anna's.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
That's Anna?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Anna, how are you?
Okay, there's been some changes within a spiritual group that I belong to, and I just wanted to see if you see me staying connected with them or finding another area.
Okay, say that one more time.
Oh, there's been some changes in and around the spiritual group that I've been long-time connection with. I wanted to see if I'll be staying connected with them in some way or finding another group, or how that will work.
Well, I get the impression you're going to find another group. But I also feel like it's also leading in other ways, too. Are you working on your own?
Oh, really? Starting something for myself or with other people on my own?
Well, the way I see it is when I focus more onto it, I keep getting more of an impression that you're not going to find a group, you're actually going to develop a group of your own.
With some of the same people that were with the previous group? Will there be people that I know already that I will can make a connection?
No, actually, it's the idea of not knowing anybody and still making the connections anyway. I do feel like there's going to be a couple of people coming from the other group that you're in right now.
Okay.
Okay, I do feel like there's a couple of people. Oh, why am I so freaking tired?
Take a deep breath. You've probably been going pretty fast.
Yeah, just all the stuff's going on. I'm just trying to make sure I get myself across the right way to everybody and saying, you know.
Right. I just take a deep breath and center yourself so that you get a clear message.
Well, the best that comes to me is two people that come from the other group. I keep getting mails, okay? I also feel like with the situation, the remaining people that will be in your group will be female.
Okay.
But I also feel like you haven't met those people yet, and you're going to cross paths. It was like an example of that is I went to Dukes and Duchess the other night for just to get something to eat.
Huh.
I ended up connecting with two people right then and there and gave up my cards and information and stuff, and it was sitting down to work together kind of thing. So I was like, that's how it goes. I love it.
Wow. So the connections will come. Do you have any time frame when this will start moving forward?
Yes, I do. 3 to 4 days.
Days?
Yes, days. Things are moving quickly. This is 2011.
Wow.
And one of those things that people have to understand that in this year, once you focus on, once you start thinking about it, once you put that energy there, things are going to happen very quickly. It's like it's like having a hockey puck on the ice.
Fast manifestation. Yeah, great.
Yes, very quickly.
And also the financial area, is that going to be connected with this, or is there other improvements coming in another direction?
Well, sweetie, what I see happening is just connections that are just connections. And I feel like a lot of things that are coming into these situations are just not people to form groups, but they're also to form strong bonds of friendship, but also connections that helping you out with your finances.
Okay.
I also see situations with relationships as well.
Situations with, like, personal relationships, like love relationship or something like that? Develop?
More on the, yes, a deeper, it's called a deeper friendship. And when I get the message deeper friendships, those are really, those are romantic-wise.
Oh, so something looks good in that area as well then?
Yes, because I feel like in some ways you've been looking for someone to share what's going on with your life.
Right, and is that somebody I already know or someone new coming in?
Someone new coming in, because right now everybody who's been in your life has been kind of a disappointment.
Oh, yeah. Got that right. Yeah.
So I'm just saying what I see coming up is totally different people.
Oh.
I will say the person that you will connect with and that you will be with, and I also get married as well.
Really?
Is a person that you've been together for a very long time.
Someone I already know that I've been with for a long time?
But not in this lifetime.
Oh, from the past. A new person in this life, but a past, like a soulmate from a last life.
You guys were together, yeah, from a past life, and you guys have been together at least 3 lifetimes.
Wow. So it's going to be an instant recognition is what you're saying. And when is that coming in? How soon?
Okay. What usually comes to me is that basically that's really up to you. What I mean by that is it's the idea of knowing that there's someone and the possibilities of someone coming in your life, which is to me is a very definite.
Mm-hmm.
Is the idea of working with yourself.
Okay, and this will lead to marriage, you're saying?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Because I keep getting the whole thing of sitting back and working with Archangel Michael as well, making sure that you actually got all the cords cut and everything's from the past has been severed.
Right.
People think it's impossible, but it's not. You will still have memories of things and that kind of stuff, but severing connections, yeah, that's a totally different thing.
That's the hard part. And
it is, but it's not. That's the human side talking to you. The spiritual side said, we've been waiting for this.
Uh-huh.
So they're all waiting. So there's something to work on, and they're going to work with you, okay?
Is the person spiritually oriented as well, I would hope?
Well, sweetie, so this is the way it works for everybody. I told everybody and a couple shows that when you attract somebody, the more you know yourself, the more you find the person you're going to be with, because basically you're attracting just that. Like attracts like.
Well, that's the energy I'm trying to put put out as well that I do attract someone spiritual.
Just saying, focus, you know, if that's something that's really important to you,
mm-hmm.
I would take at least 15 to 20 minutes just for that one thing.
Okay.
Each month.
Before you
go anywhere and do.
If I can ask real quickly, do you see an improvement in the health condition that's been going on since last year?
Housing condition.
No, health. Well, housing's a factor too, but I'll go with health. Everything is like up in the air right now. But we'll go with health.
Okay, you want a house? That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Cause I can,
health.
I get a little stuff.
Well, I'm trying to maintain the present home, but I'm also having a health problem that I can't get resolved since last year, and I changed doctors. So I wondered if I'm going to get some resolution.
I get yes. It's almost like I get the impression of focusing too much on the problem, not enough on the solution. And it feels like once you forget the problem exists,
uh-huh.
And I mean, and this is people sitting and go, well, it's right there. I'm like, work with me on this, okay? It's using your imagination to the full extent of saying, okay, they don't exist anymore because all I'm going to do is focus on what I want and the solution. I feel like once you shift your energy that way,
uh-huh.
That's why I keep getting a yes, because there will be a resolution, but it's like you have to sit down and basically say what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Give some kind of direction to the universe and say, okay, this is what I'd like to see happen.
All right.
Okay, and I just feel like we do that. Because I'm just saying, there's been some things that have happened here that you made decisions very quickly on. And I just feel like in this situation, it just needs to change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Shifting that energy. Okay, because it seems like you're still hashing it and you're still talking about it. And that's still giving it energy, so it's kind of throwing off the direction of it. So it's being pulled backwards. You want it to go forward. Does that make sense to you?
I'm going to go for some tests, so I want to see, you know, where that leads. Let's see if I need to be doing something different or what have you.
Okay. I feel like you're going to be doing something different.
Different. Okay. You don't know which direction or anything.
Let's see. No, I don't. I just feel like with the situation at hand,
mm-hmm.
This is like a growth situation of something you need to do to
okay.
focus on, put your energy in, that you can see it, and it's like a spiritual growth thing for you as well.
Okay.
Trusting yourself more.
Yeah. Gee, I hope you can catch your breath there. Have you been running or hurrying pretty fast?
I will tell everybody that what's been going on is I was babysitting for my daughter, and she decided to take her time and not show up until a half hour late, so we had to do this thing now.
Oh,
which
my.
I'm in the process of trying to correct the technical difficulties.
Oh, my. That's not easy. Sometimes on Blog Talk, they have... Well, they say Mercury is red, but there's been a lot of technical glitches and a lot of communication things
still
getting
going on. Yeah.
Up. I don't know why, but even though it's direct, there's still something going on out there in the ethers. Well, I really appreciate taking your time. And I hope you catch your breath and things work out for you. And I'll check back
probably,
with you.
We're just probably another 10 minutes here, and things will be where they're supposed to be at. So.
Okay. I'll check back with you and let you know how things work out. Thanks
a
lot.
Yeah, please do. Thank you. I appreciate the talk.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. So, AJ?
Yes, I'm here.
So, well, you know, I'm just saying, you seem to be picking things up yourself. So what'd you pick up with that situation?
I picked up that she is struggling with. She needs to balance and strengthen her aura. Seems to be in a down, you know, emotional state. Perhaps working on that can help her get some clarity into her situations.
Right. Yeah, because I did definitely feel like she needed to shift, you know, and go, okay, you're focusing too much on, because I just felt what I kept on hearing and seeing and feeling was just the idea of talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I, like when I'm talking to people and say, you know, when you call your friends up and you're talking to this and the other, and you're talking about it, of what happened to you or what's going on, you're just reaffirming that, which you're going to attract more of. what you're trying to do is have a positive outcome to the situation. But if you're sitting there focusing on that, if you noticed, if you sit there and visualize that in your mind, you're focusing your energy in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she seems to struggle with.
Yeah, but she's working on it. She's really coming to a little thing. I actually think changing groups and forming a group of her own is also going to instill a lot of trust in herself, because she knows what she's really doing, and she understands how powerful she really is and not be scared of it.
Mhm. Yeah, internal affirmations are very important, you know, when you're on your spiritual journey. So you have to look within and find out who you really are. Seems like she's on that path, and she's open to that, at least. She's taking the first steps.
Yeah, because, I mean, I tell you, I mean, sometimes just the simplest little thing of saying a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day or by the end of the week, it's just sending energy in the right direction, which is forward. I mean, it's kind of crazy how a simple affirmation like that can change things drastically for the better.
I agree. I'm still having some technical difficulties here. I'm unable to, I can place the next caller on the air, but I was unable to get the person's name. Are you comfortable with that at this time, Donnie?
No, that's fine. I used to do it all the time before, and when I have my co-host, it's great to do that. But, you know, I understand this is your first time. I appreciate you being here. And it's like everybody out there, hey, Jay, it's like, really coming through, because I just called it at the last minute to do this, so I appreciate that.
No problem, anytime.
We'll just, you know, fumble through the whole thing until we get there. My daughter just informed me that she can't even take me home so I can even get to my computer.
Oh, okay. Well,
so everybody deal with me right now, because if I sound like I'm out of breath, I took it upon myself to walk home so I can get back to the computer so I can actually, guys, give you some excellent quality service.
Well,
so I should be there
dedication.
In about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
huh?
Such dedication. I said such dedication and commitment you have to your listeners. I'm sure they'll understand.
I just want to tell everybody, so you want to donate some money to the show to keep us going? Great. I appreciate everything. I appreciate all the help. I appreciate all the people calling in, all the support, everything that goes along with the show.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have a 785 in queue.
5, 7, 8. I just want to tell everybody. I'm just saying. Let me ask you a question. Do you do readings yourself and that kind of stuff? And you want to tell anybody how they can reach you if you do?
Actually, I do intuitive counseling in the area of addiction.
Uh-huh.
And recovery processes. And if someone would like to follow me, they can follow me at blogtalkradio.com/recovery link, and that's all one word. And the profile name is New Beginnings for You. So people can
You have a show
here.
You have a show.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a show on Block Talk Radio too, well, right?
Yes. Yes, and it's for Recovery Link.
Okay, so are you on once a week or?
Right now it's once a week. The availability is 2 hours every day, but right now with some things that are happening in my life, I have to learn how to manage everything before I go on, you know, every day. But right now it's once a week on Fridays at 7.
There you go.
The show, from either 7 to 8 or 7 to 9, depending on the topic. And, you know,
right.
It's a fairly new show, so just trying to build up some callers and listeners. But it's established so that individuals who have been impacted by substance use or addiction, whether themselves or family, can call in and receive support or just express themselves and also receive some tips on how to heal and recover from those, you know, adverse experiences. So I welcome individuals to call in.
Yeah. Everybody check in and check out our show. I've actually listened in a little bit myself. Pretty good show.
Thank you.
very focused.
Well, I must say that, if you don't mind me saying that, I called you, actually, and New Year's Eve, you had a very great, inspirational, enlightening show, and I just asked a question about a dream, and from there, I meditated, just like you said, and I came up with the idea with the help of my spirit guide, so I really appreciate that.
Well, there you go. If anybody out there inspired to do a show of your own or do something on the same format, or just the idea of being being inspired to do something, there you go. There's a prime example right there.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you follow through? You know, guidance is guidance, guys. So
mm-hmm.
they're leading.
And that you do give.
And I'm just saying to everybody out there that if you start doing what you really want to do, you're going to see some major changes in your life in a very positive way. So
mm-hmm.
let's all think about that. Don't think about the what could happen as in what if I fail. Just by putting the energy into that word, you pretty much set yourself up for failure. And you don't want to do that right off the bat. Because if you're being guided to do this, there's a reason to. Because we just saw this the other day on the show. You're talking about certain psychics have a tendency, or we just say people in general, okay? We're not going to sit there and point fingers just at psychics. But we have people who say they're spiritual. And then they get territorial. Well, see, you're here for a reason. So therefore, you don't need to do that. That territorial is yours before you even got here.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to take it away from you. Nobody takes clients. Because I've had too many things, and I will say a couple things about certain places I have worked. But they won't let me, they came in. Said, hey, you're a great person. I mean, shoot. I had a lady one time when I was on Daytona Beach. I was sitting there talking about doing psychic readings. And I was asking her, I said, well, you got a nice little metaphysical shop here. Do you guys do readings? And she's like, yes, we have a very nice lady here who does reading. And I said, well, I'll be very honest. I'm not here for a reading per se. I was just here because I like to work in your shop. So she walks in the back room and she comes back in. She puts down these cards and she goes, I have people come here talking and saying they can do a lot of things. And then they find out they can't. I said, okay. She goes, I put down three cards. You tell me what those are. Well, about 20 minutes later, she was like, you don't need a book, do you? No, I don't. So she said, and looked at me and said, hey. I said, well, can I work in your store? And she said, well, if I have my way about it, you will. Well, a couple days later, I called her, and she said, well, we can't use you right now because our budget just won't allow it. And I'm sitting there going, your budget won't allow it. I'm actually paying you 30% of what I make to work in the shop. I'm like, it don't make no sense. It was a jealousy thing. Somebody was scared that by me working in the shop, that was taking clients away from them. The point is, when people come to you, they're coming to you for a reason, because you've drawn those people to you. Those are the people you're supposed to be working with. And the same thing with the other person. You're not taking anything away from anybody. Competition is a human concept, not a spiritual concept, because if you think about it, and if you really study spirituality, there's no limitations. So how could it be a spiritual concept of being territorial? So everybody out there, be focused on what you're doing here, okay? Because you're supposed to be helping those clients out. If you have fears that are keeping you from focusing on your clients, you're not doing them a justice there, okay? And that's what we're here for, to help these people. And if you're put in a situation where someone comes to you and they don't have any money, you should consider doing a reading for them too, because they've crossed your path for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it works. Because I've had situations where I've done things for people for free. And then blessings come to me, and I'm compensated for the same thing, okay? So I want you to give the universe a chance to really compensate you by doing what you said you are destined to do. It just proves to you every time someone does that, compensation still comes through. It just tells you right there, you are doing what you're destined to do. Because God and the angels and everybody else is taking care of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, guys. We call that comedy corner. I comment every once in a while, you know. But
well, it was an awesome, inspirational, you know.
We'll call this this is inspirational corner. So back to the show.
Donnie's inspirational corner.
There you go.
So are you ready for the 785 area code?
Yeah, let's go for it. I've actually done walking reading, so I'm still walking. So hey, come on guys, take advantage of it.
Well, you're out there in nature. It doesn't get any better than that. That's, after all, the universe is where we get all our guidance from. So it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I'm grounded, man, because I am cold. All right.
Okay. All right.
So, the area code 785. Oh, 785.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this, My name is Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes. And
okay.
Sorry to hear that you have to walk, but things will get better.
Well, they're getting better because I'm almost there. So go ahead.
Just, I'm a first-time caller, a first-time listener.
Okay.
With the angel, angel talks or just tarot? I'm trying to figure out what kind of questions I can ask you.
Okay. Well, like I always say, you can ask me anything you want.
Okay.
The reason we say that is because we just say it all the time here because of what it says in the Bible. It says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. So I tell everybody to ask anything they want.
Okay. My question is regarding about I'm studying to be a teacher, and I was just wondering how does that look by the end of this year?
Okay, you're studying to be a teacher?
Yeah. It's just it's online program, but it just I didn't realize there's going to be so much work. It's worse than going to school. I think it's better just to sit in the classroom than do it online. But anyway, I'm swimming. That's all I can tell you.
Well, the one thing I will tell you right now is you're actually following pursuits of you've probably been doing your whole life. I feel like you have been doing it your whole life. You're a natural born teacher. Does that make sense to you?
Personally, I feel like I'm not a teacher, to be honest with you, but I understand what you're saying, but I just don't feel like I'm at that category. Because, you know, I've seen people that can really do it well, and I don't feel like I'm really that well at it, but, you know.
I cannot get a signal over there. I have to come back here and do the show. Okay. Okay. I'm just saying, with the examples I've been through myself, I started looking back on someone said the exact same thing to me, too. And what I found out was every time someone walks up to you and asks you for advice, at that moment you're being a teacher.
Oh, okay. Okay,
that's
then.
That's what I saw with you, so you see why.
Okay.
When I look at the situation, you're just basically becoming what you were. I guess you would sit there and say it'd be justifiable to the society.
Okay, so, because I have three other tests. I've already passed one state test. I have three other state tests that I'm studying for. And I'm just debating. January 22nd, I was supposed to take this next one, but I'm debating should I move it over till maybe June? I don't know. I'm just trying to debate. I mean, it's real simple. It's math, English, and, you know, the basic math, writing, and English. You know, the writing. The three major stuff. But I just don't know if... I don't know. I'm just a little nervous like I was with the other test, but I did pass it.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a silly question right now, but... Because I probably would know the answer myself, but what do you think? What do they think or whatever?
When it comes to me, the answer says you should not postpone the test.
You should not postpone. That's what, at first I was thinking that because that would be kind of silly of me because I know the stuff. But then I was thinking maybe I should because I'm kind of scared. My fear is coming in. But I feel that way, too, because this stuff is like, you know, like high school, elementary stuff, and I shouldn't do that. Okay, that sounds good. That's a good answer, too, because I was looking over the paperwork tonight, too. Can I ask one more question?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Also, what does it say regarding about my love life? Or I guess... this year, I don't know if anything's coming, but maybe after I'm finished with my schooling and everything, because right now I'm not really trying to get involved, but if anything should come.
The thing I get right now is you need to finish what you're doing right this minute.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a good idea because I figured. But after my school, because I'm planning, right now I'm in the Midwest. I'm planning to move to the Northwest. That's why I'm to have to take so many state tests. So when I get to the Northwest, what? I didn't hear you.
What state are you in?
Oh, Kansas.
Okay.
And I'm planning to move to Oregon. That's where I'm moving to. So when I get to Oregon, what'd you say?
I said, why Oregon?
Well, the mountains, the water. I'm originally from South Florida, so you can imagine. I've been in the military, too, so I've traveled a lot. So I was raised in South Florida. I like the water, but it's too expensive there for me, and it's too many people there. So Oregon seems like a nice place, even though it's cold. I'm used to the cold now, so I'm not concerned about that. I'm really not. So.
Okay. No. I see it as a very spiritual move, so that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. That's good.
When I asked you the question, I already had the answer. Sometimes I just get these impressions that you should also hear it, too. That way you can read even more.
Okay.
When I'm
in Oregon, I will meet someone nice. I mean, that will start a relationship. I mean, a long-term relationship, not no, how do you say, 6 months or something like that, but a long-term. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but see what I pick up with the situation and the information I pick up with what goes along with that is that the idea of what you're doing right now also gives you confidence into when you get further down the road where you can have a relationship, where you can actually speak your mind and express your feelings a whole lot easier than you have in the past.
Okay, good. That sounds good. And you know what? I'm very happy I called you, especially about this test. I know I hadn't spoken to anyone about it. I was just thinking about myself. I was flip-flopping. But you know what? I'm going to take it. I'm going to keep looking over the paperwork, and I'm going to take it. So I thank you very much. Okay?
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like you said, you're going to pass the test. Okay? That's the key here. Pass the test. Don't get caught with some of these people that want to be the top of the class and that kind of stuff. You know the information, you can actually relate to people, which a lot of people who have the knowledge and all that stuff that they've gone through, but they can't talk to people, so that knowledge is not worth anything. They can't express it, and you're very good expressing it. So let yourself be who you are when you're done with this, okay?
Yes.
You come off, I'm just saying, you come off analytical sometimes, but at the same time, you have a great personality, and I guarantee if you let that shine through, success is almost like rolling at your feet. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I like listening to your show. What I've heard of so far, I like it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the call.
Okay,
keep in touch.
Okay? Oh, I will. I definitely will.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Well, we got going on now, AJ.
Okay. Ooh, you're doing good. Have you arrived to your destination yet?
Yeah, I have, sweetie. I'm about ready. I'm logged on, and I'm actually going to my switchboard as we speak, and I should be able to. What's going to happen is you're going to hear some silence because I'm going to be switching from my phone to Skype, okay?
Okay.
So but that's not going to happen for a few seconds here because I'm, you know something, technology, it's supposed to be helpful, isn't it?
Well, it is. But it's not perfect.
Yeah. Well,
it's helpful,
right,
but it's not perfect.
Well, as long as human beings are actually programming these things, and most human beings are pretty analytical, so mistakes are going to happen.
But that's fine. So I can actually X out the data over on this end, correct?
X out the information?
I can close, like I said,
just say where you're at. What number are you? You're 302. So just stay right there. I'm just going to switch. So what's going to happen is you're going to see the host disappear for a minute, and then it's going to pop back up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so everybody just bear with us for like 2 minutes, and we'll get this all squared away, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. So, what do we have going on? I'm going to start taking some calls here. Just doing a couple of adjustings back and forth. Driving me up the freaking walls, guys. So, let's get on with the show. We've started going over some things, and, you know, started trying to figure out what was going on in the first place, and I just don't know. So this, let's see what's up. This is going to be one of the craziest shows I've been through in a while, so just bear with me. Okay, try this again. Hello? Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
I've been to Connecticut. Hartford?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a crazy bus stop, so I don't recommend to go on, well, Greyhound buses and that kind of stuff. If you can fly, I'd recommend flying. But it's just me. You know, you have to be on the bus with somebody who's been on the bus for 3 days before you, and they forgot their deodorant. So, you know, just use your imagination. You'll figure the rest of it out. Oh, my gosh. So, go right ahead, and you have a couple of questions for us? Okay. Do you want a reading? I need some focus here, because I tell people I don't do general readings. The reason I don't do general readings is because they give you general readings. Go ahead. Relationships. First thing I pick up right off the bat was the idea of your focus on. I get the idea of you focusing still on somebody else from your past. I get this, you know, people will sit there and go, that's kind of vague. Well, not for you. You know, I keep getting that really strongly, and I think the reason I'm picking up on it strongly is because I also feel like there's someone else coming in, and but I keep getting February. Actually, what I keep getting with that is February 28th. I definitely see a new relationship coming in for you. So what's the situation with you? And I'm not sure if I asked you what your name was, and I'm sorry. What's your name?
Woody.
Okay, Woody. I keep seeing that you're focusing on somebody. Somebody from your past. Okay, it's something to take a look at. You know?
Yeah.
It's something to let go of as well. I keep seeing a woman with dark hair, big eyes, almost like a girl with dimpled you ever do you know I'm talking about? Dimpled chin?
Yeah.
Some people call it a split chin. She seems like she has a very nice, never mind. for some reason, they're emphasizing on a part of her body, which we'll say the bottom part, which seems to attract a lot of people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's not the one. Okay, what I keep focusing on is like a split thing here where, you know, there's a lot of focusing on thinking that she could have or she should have. And it's like letting go of those thoughts and moving forward, because I see someone else coming in at the end of February that when you meet this person, and that's why a lot of times I don't give descriptions of people, because when you meet these people, it's the idea of meeting them, what happens in the process of meeting them, of being attracted to who they are, not what they look like. Physical appearances is not what that person is, okay? And when you sit there and say she's pretty, that's basically saying the outer extremity. So it's like looking at your Chevy, okay? Love the paint job. But there's a whole lot more to that car on the inside. Okay? And that's what I'm saying with this person. Not saying what person you was with, but to be honest with you, it does seem like she's a little shallow. Okay? And the person coming up is what you really want. I guarantee you. I mean, I just feel like it's a definite, most people would call it a unique connection, but I call it the connection people are looking for. The reason I call it unique is because a lot of people are not focusing on it because they don't think they can. And maybe we should say a percentage, not everybody. Because I'm focusing on what I want, so I want everybody else to do the same thing too. Because I guarantee you, I've gotten some really positive results in the past. So that's what I'm saying with you. You need to sit down, and I feel like it could be 2 months, but I also feel like if you sit down and really focus on it, exactly what you wanted to do, and do some meditations and let this lady go from the past, and even take a couple of extra 10 minutes and just cut everything loose. Because it seemed like you're still kind of like, we were talking with the last caller, well, you're talking about things to your friends and not realizing that by talking to them about things that happened to you in the past, all you're doing is giving them energy. Well, they can also manifest again in the future. And I don't think you want to do that. Correct, Woody?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a romance. There is a, like I said, when you talk about romance and the relationship I see coming up, you're going to get that. Because this girl's going to be all over you, okay? And that's a good thing. Don't be scared of it.
Well, she's got to be attractive.
Is she what?
Well,
is she going to be attracted to you, is what you said?
Yeah, well, I like her inside out.
That what I'm saying is when you meet this woman, that's why I want you to see her for what she is. She may be a beautiful woman. I think she is, but I think it's one of those things that when you see her, you might be a little hesitant because maybe she's not dead gorgeous, but after you get to know her, she's gorgeous. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
I'm giving an example. I was with a girl, and when I first met her, I was kind of like, I don't know. But when once I got to meet her, I kind of forgot about physical things. Because the woman was just so what I wanted, what I really wanted, okay? And I started thinking maybe the other things I was focusing on were just superficial things that being around in this world, those things kind of happen. You understand what I'm saying? It's one of those things I guarantee you when you experience this, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've been there and done that.
No, you haven't. Trust me on that. I said, trust me, you haven't done this, okay? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not making a play on words here, guys. So don't sit here and say, was he saying something dirty? No, I'm saying you haven't done this, been there, done this. I guarantee you when you get in the situation, it's something totally different. Because, see, in the process of hanging on to the past and doing certain things, you have a tendency to attract certain types of people. But when you do the work and you let that past go, you stop manifesting things that happened in the past. And you start manifesting things that you really want. That's what I'm saying. With that kind of work, to do that, you'll definitely see a different outcome with the person that comes in. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I could just send you some pictures, give you a little movie. You jump into it. I'm telling you.
No, I got to be attracted to a person first. I might not just date anybody, but I've been there, dated people that was beautiful and just okay.
But see, one thing I got to explain to everybody out there, this is how it really works, okay? When you meet somebody, you're not really attracted to the physical part. And if it is just a physical attraction, more than likely it won't go anywhere. When you meet the right person, what you're actually being attracted to is the essence of who that person is, which is actually you. That's why I always tell everybody, get to know you as well as you can, love yourself. I guarantee you when that person comes along, you'll recognize it. But if you don't know who you are, that's why we have a tendency to miss it. So just sit down back and take some time yourself and ask yourself, do I know who I am? If you come up with a conclusion that maybe you don't, it's just the idea of what I was talking about before about doing work on yourself, meditations in the morning, and just sitting down. And I would definitely recommend you sit down and write a journal. I know people think write a journal, but I had in the situation I was into of actually attracting the kind of relationship I wanted to, I went back and looked at my journal, and everything I wrote in my journal happened. I was pretty much knocked off too when I started reading everything in my journal, going, that happened, and I started realizing everything I pointed at, that happened. And it was like this, guys. It didn't happen for exactly the way it did. It happened, but what I'm saying is the situations happened. Like in my journal, I put in there because I wanted to get back with this girl, and I sat there and said, hey, I want her to visit me. I want her to come pick me up and take me home because she's the one that left me, okay? So what happened? I was reading my journal after we got back together, and I just happened to read that one because I remember when I wrote it down, too. I remember myself. I kind of hesitated. I said, can I really do that? And I said, all of a sudden it popped in my head. My angels were like, we said you can manifest anything you want. So what's the harm of just writing in your journal? Well, that one happened, too, because I went from being 1,200 miles away from her to being 12 miles, but she came the last 12 miles, picked me up, and took me back home. So I'm just saying to you, you're going to like this one, and I just want you to sit there and open yourself up completely to it, okay?
Okay. You see when a career will be opening up for me?
Actually, I keep getting, actually this month. I get toward the end of the month. But you're working on a lot of things too, and you should just sit there and think about it and ask yourself if I already come up with it, and maybe I just need to follow through.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Woody, and call us back and tell us about that great career.
Okay?
Okay. All right. You have a good night. Happy New Year.
You too.
All right. I'm so freaking tired. Okay, here we go. It's kind of really quiet when not having a co-host on this show, I'm telling you. And everybody out there, like I said, I told you before, I'm going to go over this real quickly. And I actually have a co-host who's with me. Her name is Desiree, but she has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Adored Angel. The Adored Angel Show. Well, she's a very, very gifted reader herself. And you should give her a call. Her number is 818-200-7431. Give her a call. Or you can also contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Again, that number is 818-200-7431. And her website is adoredangel.yolasite.com. And I also do private readings as well, and you can reach me at 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. You can also reach me on my website too as well, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. We're also doing this thing where we're giving readings until the end of February for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. If you're referred through the show, you also get a break too. Your readings will be $45 an hour and $25 for a half hour. So if you go to my site, you'll notice that I do charge $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But like I always stress to everybody, please give me a call because I really want to work with you. And if you're being drawn to talk to me, don't let the money stay in the way because I won't. So give me a call, and I guarantee you, you're crossing my path for a reason. So I will definitely work with you. So you know, I'm just wanting everybody to understand that. I will definitely work with you, but you need to call me. I'm sure we can work something out, okay, so you can get that reading in. So like I said, give me a call. My number is 937-838-6337, or call Adored Angel at 818-200-7431. So let's get on with the show here, and let's see. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, technology can be really, sort of, but we won't go there. We're trying to think positive. We have an hour and 45 minutes left. This is the Psychic Journey, Psychic Journeyman Talk Show. Psychic Journey, how come I can't say that word? Psychic, oh, that's what it is. Psychic-Journeyman Talk Radio. Anyway, I guess I had to throw the dash in there. So let's get on with our callers here, and then we will sit there, and we're going to answer a couple more questions. I guess I'm just so used to having a co-host going through these things and having the names up there and everything, so I know exactly who they are. But let's go on, and we'll just go by the area code, and we'll go from there, and we're all, and here we go. Okay. Like I said, be patient with me, because every once in a while I touch on these little buttons, and they don't do what you're supposed to do. All right. Area code 301, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you? And there's nobody there. Hello? 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 Is anybody there? Maybe I should say Diana?
Oh. Hello?
Yeah? How are you?
I'm listening to your show. I'm like...
Welcome to the show, and it's great to hear from you. And I, for some reason, I recognized the phone number, and I said, but she's not there. I was like, Diana.
I feel so sweet.
Welcome to the show, and, you know,
I've been trying to listen to the show, and like, and here I am listening to the show. Oh, I'm listening to the show, and I'm just like, well, anyway.
Well, we could do a couple more commercials if you like, if you want to get your composure back, you know.
You know what? Why don't you, is there anybody else on the line that you want to take a call from first?
Oh, okay, and then get back to you? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a little
Well, you go back to listening. I'll put you back on listen mode. And all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Put me back on listen mode for a little while.
All right, no problem. Here we go. All right, let's go on to our next caller. And Diana just wants to tune in, and I guess she wants to listen to her friend do his radio show. That's I call that support. Here you go, 917. You're on the show. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I just fell off my chair, but I'll be okay.
You fell out of your chair?
Yeah, it's one of those days. You know, I had to walk home to get to, because I had my laptop with me when I was over my daughter's, but for some reason, I get a signal everywhere. But for tonight, that wasn't going for me there. So I had to pack it back over here, which was not a good thing either because it snowed. So every step I took, I slid back too.
Yeah, that's a problem.
What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Nicole. I'm a first-time caller and a first-time listener.
Really? Well, nice to meet you. Nicole, when's your birthday? I don't ask for people's birthdays, and I'll tell you why. Because there's nothing to me to do my work. Just picking up on your energy, and I work with angels. Angels can see anything and everything. So your birthday is your birthday, but I just, for some reason, I'm curious about your birthday.
Okay. My birthday is August 19th.
August 19th. If I'm not mistaken, aren't you a Leo?
Yeah, I am.
And you're around the cuff because you're beating the heck out of Virgo. So, you're a very picky woman. You know that? Did you do... We have silence.
Wait, I just messed with you.
Okay. I said you're a very picky woman.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Everything has to be in its place. That's what I was focused on. That's what I picked up on. So it might not be one of those things where it's like 24/7, but you do have your little perks, okay?
Yeah.
But I want you to do one thing with those perks. They are who you are. So therefore, you embrace those as much as anything else and don't look at them. I mean, you ever hear people say this? You know, I have bad knees, but I'll get over it. And they kind of like want you to feel sorry for them. What I'm saying with the situation, some people have perks, as certain things, traits about themselves, and they just tell people, in some ways, it's okay for yourself to say, that's who I am. But I have so many people who say, well, that's who I am, so deal with it. And I tell them, I don't have to. See you later. Bye-bye. But I'm saying with you, it's just one of those things where some people have a tendency to pick on you because of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can be a little pain in the butt. So I'm just saying, you need to speak your mind and say, you know something? Just because I do those certain things, maybe you're jealous because you can't. Okay? And just put it out there and say, I'm thinking about it in a positive way because it is hard. You know, think about this for 1 minute. If you took your negative traits away, you'd only have half a person. So how we deal with the negative and the positive to work together, that's called balance. So, you know, sit there and think about that for a minute. So when we talk about balance in your life, we're not talking about getting rid of traits. It's actually the other way of turning those negative traits into positive ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a person who's like, people say, well, you're a bitch. Okay, maybe you are. Maybe you just need to learn how to use it. Like when you're at the bank and they short you $100, that's a good time to do that. But when you're with your boyfriend and he really does want to talk about it and you want to get defensive and use that for your defense, you should step back and say, no, this is not the time to do this. Because if someone's actually wanting to know something, that's the time to really give them information and tell them what the problem is instead of getting defensive about it. Because if you're getting defensive about it, there's more truth in it than you'd like to admit. That's why you're getting, oh, what? A reflection just happened, and I'm not ready to look at it. Well, the reflection happened, so honestly, you are strong enough to look at it, or it would have happened the way it did. I don't know if this has a lot to do with your life, but I really feel like it was important to tell you that. Okay?
Okay.
So with the situation, you still have a couple questions.
Yeah, I do. That is very interesting what you just said, actually, about the people being a reflection, because I definitely feel that that's true, that they're a mirror. My question was more about, but, you know, this kind of goes in a similar vein. My question was actually more about love or romantic relationship.
Which one do you want, love or romance?
Well, both.
Of course. Well, I'm going to get you to say it too, because I want you to focus on them together. Because it seems like
right.
some, you have them in separate categories. Think about it for a minute, okay?
Hmm.
Just how you said that, love and romance, when it should be, I want a romantic, loving relationship.
Right.
So if you want to use that as an affirmation, I would. I want a loving, romantic relationship.
Yes, I will.
Okay, I'm calling in what I deserve. Because somewhere along the line, too, I just... Some of the relationships that you've been into were not exactly what we call them speed bumps, okay? You learn, you slow down, you know? But if that makes sense to you.
You know, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, it taught you how to slow down. But see, in the situation, too, don't let what happened in the midst of those relationships either, okay? Don't let them happen. They did happen, okay? But that doesn't mean you have to continuously let them happen by playing them over in your head, okay? What you want to do is you want to go in to this next relationship that happens to you. You want to treat it like it's the very first one you've ever been in. And don't sit there and try to, I'm just saying, it's like one of those things, meditating and focusing and letting go of past experiences and past situations and cutting the cords really does help you to look at somebody in a different light of seeing them for who they really are. Instead of saying, well, he walks a certain way just like Jill did or Jack did, or, you know, don't refer them to anybody. Because really, in some ways, that's kind of a disrespectful thing to yourself, because in some ways they're reflecting back to you things that you need to work on your own life. So if you do it now, the one thing you're going to get a lot of coming back to you is reflection of who you are now, which is what you want to see. Because when think about this. The law of attraction says we like attracts like, right? So who are you attracting? Who are you attracting? You're attracting yourself. So when you attract somebody who beats you up, there's something in you that attracted that person. And that's a hard thing for people to sit there and come to grips with, but it's exactly what they're doing. They're attracting something within themselves. So we can look at. So we're not going to sit there and say the person that's beating her up is not a bad person, but there's still something in him that's in her. And something she's not. So see, he's not. Think about this. And this is simply an analogy on the situation. If you got, that could be many scenarios that could happen. But usually in a situation like that, what you got going on. You see, the man is beating her up because he hasn't dealt with his issues and why he does that. So more than likely, she's got some issues that she hasn't dealt with either. So the energy of the insecurities, doesn't matter what insecurity it is. It's the energy of insecurity. So it's going to attract another insecurity. So that's why we're always talking about chakra clearings and clearing your auras. Because our emotions and stuff that we go through, things get stuck in our aura. They block our chakras. And if we're talking about... chakras and auras, basically our connection between the physical and the spiritual, if they're clogged, they don't do what they're supposed to do, which you cannot be an initially loving person because you still are hanging on to those things. So if you let go of those things, it just helps you to be more of a loving person. So therefore, what you're going to attract? A loving person. Okay, so you're finding someone who reflects you, but not in a bad way, but in a good way. So therefore, you can sit there and focus on that. Because see, that even freaks people out too. Oh, this could actually work. So that's why we always say do the work. When we, you know, you heard the saying, better watch out what you wish for because you might get it.
Right.
It's saying, it doesn't mean, because people sit there and put a negative twist on that and say, well, that's what you wish for because you might get it. Yeah, what if? I do get everything
but
I
it
want.
It could be very positive. Yeah, and it really, I mean, yeah. Well, because as you're saying that, I mean, the reason I called it is I did get out of a relationship. A relationship that was wonderful, and in many ways I learned a lot from it, but the relationship ended, and I've actually been doing a lot of work on releasing this relationship and really cutting the cords of this relationship. And I guess, you know, honestly, maybe it's just it has to be one of those things where it's a day-to-day thing and a day-by-day thing, because there are days when I feel like that energy, I release that energy and it's gone. And then there are days when it seems to come back up again, and I have to release it again and push it to the side. It is quite possible that may be interfering with drawing a new relationship to me.
Yeah, because, I mean, seriously, I recommend people to do chakra clearings in the morning, chakra clearings at night.
Yeah.
So the same clearing your aura, and when you're in the process of doing your chakra clearings, You can also clear those, clear your auras as well. So it's just one of those things that if you start doing this on a regular basis, which sometimes if you just simply take a CD that has chakra meditations on them and just pop them in the freaking in your little CD player or download them into your iPod or whatever, or your MP3 players and do that kind of thing, and just listen to that and kind of like let yourself go, that's good too. It's just the idea of taking that time for yourself, because I know why I started doing that. It was like 10 or 15 minutes, but the more I did it, the more I wanted to do it. So it's just the idea of getting started. And then you're going to start noticing everything around you. In some situations, people get more sensitive to what's going on. I mean, I knew when I did that, I was already doing psychic work, and it seemed like the spiritual work came in afterwards when I started doing this stuff like 6 years ago, and I've been doing this probably over 20 years. But it's one of those things that when you're doing it in some kind of form or fashion, it seems to pull you even more into the whole thing, because everybody's like, I'm trying to find myself. Well, don't be surprised if you get pulled to the spiritual lifestyle and understand who you really are as a spiritual being. Not a human being. Look at the human body. The human body's like your Chevy or your Ford. It's transportation back, you know, get you from point A to point B. So you don't let your Chevy make your decisions, do you? So you don't let your body make your decisions either. So the more that your body's cleared, the more you're open, the more you ground yourself, the more clear the messages come through. Because we all hear the messages, and we can't sit there until we don't. We've all heard the little voices that says, you know, miss this street and go down this street, and then we find out later on we missed an accident, just because we listened to the voice. So right then and there, you heard it. And I always tell people out there, too, I'm tired of people saying psychics can't read themselves, especially psychics saying them to themselves. Because what you're doing is you're putting a limitation upon yourself. You're labeling it. Labels do nothing but put limits on things. It's like people saying, this is our culture. Well, what you're doing right at that moment is you're putting a freaking limitation on it and saying, I can't do anything outside this because this is my culture, this is how we do things. Not realizing that the answers might be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because my Jewish dad just don't get it, you know, or something like that, you know. Think out. Seriously, think outside. Sometimes thinking outside is going inwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you do that, you start looking at things differently, but then you start focusing. And I've noticed this too, the more I've been in this whole thing, I've actually started seeing, I can't see everybody else's chakras and their auras, but I can sure pick up what's wrong with them. So I knew it started with me, because I knew when I started focusing on them, I can see mine. I can see chakras. I can do the whole thing. Or now I've gotten to the point where I grab a CD from time to time where I start thinking, ooh, I need to do this. And it's just the idea of listening to yourself. So therefore, everybody out there who's psychic, who think they can't read themselves, next time that some little voice comes in your head and says, your colon's over there, you just read yourself. So that's what I do. I had some lady say it the other day, and I'm sitting there going, that's kind of funny. Every time I lose something or something's going on, I open up and listen, and I'm always led to where it's at or whatever's going on, or the person, or not do this and any other. And the more I listen, the more I trust myself. So therefore, I can read myself all the time. So I know exactly what to do. And I've always believed myself that psychic ability, everybody has it, because that's your intuition, that's your guidance. You know, it's like you pray to God, that's your phone line to God. But when God answers you through your intuition, so therefore, and your guides and your angels and that kind of thing. So there's a constant communication going all the time. So they sit there and say you can't. That's a contradiction, because what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So with your situation, it's just the idea of getting back to what you really want and to stop settling for people that you really don't want to be with. That could be really good friendships, but nothing more. Mm-hmm. And we do that. I mean, think about this. When we were younger, deep friendships, best friends, was no big deal. Now as we get older, we, for some reason, society tells us we have to look at it differently when we should be looking at it just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking, because I do relationship counseling too, and I'm tired of hearing people, especially women, I don't want to have a friendship, just want a relationship. And I'm sitting there going,
they go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. When you meet somebody, even if it's only for 3 days and you get married, for that 3 days, you're friends. Now you're more, but... And it's one of those things of how you meet each other, too, because more than likely you've been together before in past lives. So the idea of saying you don't know each other, that's another contradiction, because you're being drawn to each other for reasons.
Right. Well, because with a previous relationship, I keep feeling like this person is trying to communicate with me. You know, not by actually picking up the phone, but communicating with me, sending me his thoughts. And
that's true, too, but... The reason I was telling you about severing the ties, when I tell people about Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael can help can help you sever ties. Because when you're connected to somebody, you're always connected to that person until you make that step to do that. That's why it's hard to get away from people. That's how, because you're going to hear their thoughts. I mean, mine was really hard too because we were so connected. I knew for a fact when we were split up, I knew she was having sex. I mean, I'm sitting there going, I don't need that kind of connection. So, but what it did was, it set me down and said, okay, what are you going to do? I said, if this is really supposed to happen, you don't need those emotional attachments because they're attaching you to the past. So if even something's supposed to happen with you guys in the future, if you're still attached to the past, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does happen, it's going to be a difficult journey getting there. That's what I'm saying. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and I've always seen Archangel Gabriel in these situations too, working on those, cutting those ties, healing, and then voicing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means when you meet somebody, okay, you can sit there and tell yourself, you can, you know, it opens up communication, which has to start with yourself before you can actually do it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're picking up a lot of things with this person, that's true, but I really feel like it needs to be severed now, and I think he's using that to his advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think because the situation, the relationship broke up for a reason. When I focus on the situation, I don't see anybody working on those issues that broke you guys up.
Mm-hmm.
Those need to be worked on. So I want you to sit there and take responsibility for just you. Because you're not responsible for anybody else in this world. Do you want to help other people out? Sure you do. You're a caring person. But you still have to be you first before you can be any good to anybody else. So you need to work on yourself right now. I mean, focus yourself. Well, I mean, shoot, that was kind of funny. 6 months popped in my head very quickly. You need to take that time for yourself. Because I guarantee you're going to be in a relationship, but it's not going to be with him. And I keep getting mid-June. And we're talking about 6 months. So see, I'm telling everybody, when you start doing the work, those things you didn't think you could have start popping in your life because you cleared space, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A negative and a positive cannot occupy the same space, true? So therefore, you got to get rid of that negative stuff so therefore you can have room for the positive. And also look at your life, too. Some people, when I start saying make room for somebody in your life, that means take a look at your life and make sure you're not hanging on to something, as in a card, a positive memory. Positive memories are still attachments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you let those go. Does it mean you have to let them go completely on the positive? No, but once you're in a really good relationship, you can reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say this. If you get into a relationship and he brings his ex and you bring your ex, it's going to X out what's going to happen. Okay?
Right. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Clear the space because, you know, you want people to respect you. Then don't bring any baggage into the relationship and respect the person that's coming into it because if they're coming into it with great expectations and they're solely focused on you, shouldn't you be focused on them as well?
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying with the situation, you got some work to do. So the ideal, and I've seen this before too, if you're having problems in your life in other areas of your life, it seems like clearing out the relationship part first. Those other parts seem to come right behind it and clear themselves up as well, okay? They all connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm really picking on the situation with this relationship and that kind of stuff. I feel like once it gets done, it's going to kick on everything else as well, okay?
Okay, that makes sense.
And like I tell everybody out there, I recommend that these past life readings and past life regressions, they're really good tools to understand why you do certain things and to help you understand if you need to let go of it or embrace it as a good trait. Because some things we have, they're good. We just don't understand why we do them. So, that also falls under the $10 an hour and $5 a half hour. Everything I do as a psychic, even if you're locally, I do palm readings too. I do dream interpretations. Anything. Just call me up and I've told people this before too. All my prices are not written in stone. You know, so if you say like you're $2 short on the $10, call me up. I'm not going to, you know, that's just being petty. You know, it's the ideal of the situation. Giving out being here as a service. I don't want the money to stand in the way. I just want the money so I can pay my bills, so I can keep doing this and doing this and doing this, because I love this. I love working with people like you, and I just think it's one of those things of working together. So I tell people all the time, call me and just say what you got. What you going to do? Because you're crossing my path for a reason. So I'm not going to turn you away. I guarantee you. So,
okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No. I think I will most likely book a reading with you. And we can talk more in depth now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line, so.
Okay, then call me after the show, and the number is 937-838-6337.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and thank you for the call, and have a great New Year. And what, I guess I'll call me after the show, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. All right. I'll be looking forward to working with you. All right.
Likewise. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. All right. Like I said before, I do private readings. My number here is 937-838-6337. Or you can contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. We're having a special where for you people calling the show, it's $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. So take advantage of it. Like I tell everybody out there, like I just told the lady, it's like, Nicole, it's like this. I just want to work with people. I think it's a partnership, and I just want you to do that. So if it's money standing in the way and you don't have the exact whatever it is, they're not written in stone. So call me up, and let's work together, okay? And my co-host, who's not here today, I hope she's doing good. She's been having some problems, and she's a little under the weather. So we send out get well soon wishes to you, Desiree. And if you want to contact her for a reading, her number is 818-200-7431. Or you can contact her at her website, which is DoorAngel@yolasite.com. One thing I never checked on, and one second, guys, I'm just checking on something real quick. And then one second, we're going to get right back to the calls again. And everybody out there, I just want you to understand that you can ask any questions that you want. If you're a first-time caller, we will answer anything you want. So just don't hesitate to ask the question, because I guarantee if you don't ask the question, you're not going to get an answer. So I'm just saying check in and check it out. It's just one of those things. And we want to thank AJ for coming in here and co-hosting at the last second, last minute. So I really appreciate that. It's one of those things of people are just naturally great people. You know, sometimes we do some things, our actions might not look like that, but at the same time, I feel like everybody has good in them and can be great. It's just that some of the things we've experienced on the outside have a tendency to tarnish us. But like tarnish, it can be cleaned away too. I recommend if you feel like you are a person who's mean to people and you don't know why, start doing some chakra clearing. Do some aura classes. I know for a fact that most of the books I've got on chakra clearings pretty much go over auras too. They give you all kinds of things to do. A couple of books I recommend is John Holland. He's got a book out there called, what was the name of that book? One. I just had it. There we go. That book is Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. Check that book out. Or if you're a Doreen Virtue fan, she has a book called Chakra Clearing. I recommend you guys get the hard copies, because with the hard copies, you get a free CD with the meditations and stuff on them, so it gives you an idea of what you can do. I just recommend that when you do those things, you kind of experiment with it, get you, because most of the books do have inside the books. Like I said, they have the CDs, but also in the books themselves, they also have the meditations themselves printed in there too. So therefore, you can get some music of your own, and maybe if you want to still use, if you like the meditations that they have, put some different music to it. You know, kind of mix it up a little bit. Meditation is just for you, okay? So therefore, do what you think's good. Follow your heart. So let's go on to our next caller, which is from Mary Code 347. Let us push the button again. Hello, 347.
Hi, hey. How are you?
Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Gina. This is my first time calling.
Hi, Gina.
I'm going to take you off the speaker. And, I'm from New York, and I had a question for you. I just, I guess I've been pretty stuck lately in terms of love and money and everything. I'm just wondering, is it going to get better? I have an ex that came back into my life. I know you're talking about it. Of course, I've been in chakra clearing, and I actually do listen to Dorian Virtue's chakra clearing CD.
Yep.
I have it on my iPod, which is great.
Oh, yeah, those things are fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah, it's great. Sometimes I just play it on the subway on my way, and it's really great.
Mm-hmm. Subway, huh?
Yeah.
But that's a trip.
It is.
Okay. But so you're talking about this ex, and you said your name is
Gina.
Gina. Yeah, it's kind of funny. My middle name is Jean.
Well, my name is Gina. Yeah, yeah. Gina, and my last name is Jean, G-E-E-N-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, my last name is J-E-A-N, so that's all my questions. But cool.
What's the man you're talking about? What's his name?
His name is Alex.
Alex? God, I keep thinking of Alex P. Keaton. If you know who he is, right? Or was. Do you
not
know
sure
who
that is.
Huh?
Not sure who that is.
Now, there used to be a show a long time ago called Family Ties.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know.
It's okay. That was like 100 years ago, so. That was before Back to the Future, right?
Exactly.
So with the situation at hand, we're sitting here looking at the situation and...
Yeah, we were together about 10 years ago, and he disappeared out of nowhere. And lately I've been, you know, meeting guys that are either, like, great but not available and don't want a relationship. And then I bumped into him, and we've been talking recently. But I just feel like overall in my life,
he's
complete off, you know, with money and love and everything, home. I'm about to be moving out of home. So I'm just curious if any of that's going to change, hopefully.
It is going to change, but you need to change one thing. You need to, I was listening to your list, and I never heard anything about yourself in there.
Got
you
it,
do the chakra clearings and stuff like that, but that's great. But you need to take it one step further. Spirituality is the idea of finding who you are as well. So I'm just saying that the idea of all these things, this guy you're talking about, Alex, I don't feel like he's the one. I keep getting a person who focuses too much on himself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, it's almost like he has a fascination with his penis. I have no idea what that means, but I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but that's why he came out, okay? So, all right. So, I'm kind of a little fleshy on that one myself. But, yeah, very quickly, so, you know, just, I don't know how to take it, but I hope you took it well. I'm just saying with the situation, the one thing I got the most when you started, before you even really asked the question, but you were focusing on him, I really got a strong, strong answer that said he's not the one. Okay? Because he was basically manifested because of who you used to be, which you're working on that. And as you change more, see, you're not really emotionally available right now because of what you need to work on yourself. So it's understandable that you're attracting men who are the same way. So it's the ideal, that is a reflection that you need to work on yourself because they need to work on themselves. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So if you keep running into people that are not emotionally available, it's just basically pointing it back to you of saying, okay, we still have some more work to do. So just take it as constructive criticism and say, okay, no problem, let's do some more. Because I feel like you really do enjoy the meditations and working with your chakras and stuff. I feel like you're really picking up to the point where you're being very, really sensitive of things that you're picking up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm saying you're evolving. You know, you're evolving. You're finding a lot of things about yourself. I also feel like there was something you found out. It's like you found a piece of yourself by getting away from Alex.
Yeah.
So that was enough. I'm just saying. You know, that's a continuous thing. And what you're looking for is someone to work with you, not something you can work on. So it's like stop being a counselor in relationships, and because you really want to be a girlfriend, and I really feel like you want to be a wife.
I do.
So with the situation, so therefore you know what to do. It's just one of those things that you've always known what to do. You just got to follow through. I understand it can be lonely, but you're not alone. You've never been alone, and you know that as well.
Yeah.
Didn't you have some experiences when you were younger? I keep getting near-death experiences.
I just had a near-death experience recently. I just fainted on the subway tracks, and someone just pulled me out. So that happened about 2 months ago.
Okay.
So
going through that, did you have an out-of-body experience?
I think it was connected to my past life. I'm pretty sure because I remember having that vision a long time ago when I did a past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently connected the two, that they were related. And I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it can be a an eye opener, but it's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Mhm. Because when I pick up when I keep picking up with relationship, I keep picking up 6 months.
Okay.
But I also feel like the work itself, you know, continue. I'm not sure if you do two chakra clearings a day or not.
I do meditation and chakra clearing. I need to I do a lot of energy work. I do a lot of Reiki and.
Mm-hmm.
All of the above, but I used to do two chakra clearings a day. I think I need to get back to that.
Yeah, you do, but also with the trauma that you had, too, as well. You should have done some extra ones there, too.
Yeah, I had a lot of trauma.
Yeah, because you think about sometimes, I'd say that when you do past life regressions, they're more of a, or even when you go back to past lives, you
mm-hmm.
go through, a lot of times you go through other ones, too. And you can, I think you can pick up some energies from those, too. So that's why in the process of having a experience like you had, increasing the chakra clearing is one thing you should try. Also, I know when people start picking up things for people and impressions, and you start doing that psychic stuff, even if you're not professionally doing it, if you're connecting with certain people, and other people out there, people they can't, like you just come out of a relationship and things like that, you actually should be doing more extra chakra clearings and more meditations to make sure that you do clear those cords, because it's just going to clear the path, you know. And I always tell people in situations of being drawn to things too, where you're being to do that. Because I mean, me personally, it's one of those things I had to learn myself after every reading to do some kind of meditation or cleansing, just because of the readings themselves and that kind of stuff. Because I really put a lot of stuff into these things, and it was just one of those things of sitting back and going, yeah, I do. I need to. You know, do that. And I was just sitting here one day, and I heard the angels talking, where it's like, you need to do those after each one of your readings you do. Because if you've ever had a reading with me, a lot of times they start out to be an hour. But I don't think I've had a reading lately that's been under 2 hours. So,
wow. So
you know, I am one of those people that says, okay, you give me $10 and it goes over. I tell people, we can, if you don't have it, I'm going to finish the reading. Okay, I just tell everybody, do what you feel like you should do. Because I guarantee if you follow through with your feelings on everything you do, these are just added things to help you really trust your guidance in every aspect of your life. So that's what I'm saying. People look at me like, okay, if we go over an hour, I hate to take your time. I said, well, then you do what you think's good, okay? Be true to yourself, okay? Because you know, people have a tendency to do things to other people because of certain situations, have a tendency to track a lot of guilt with them, too, because of it, because they didn't feel good about what they did. That's why I tell everybody. But it's an individual basis. So if you walk out of here and you don't want to pay any more for that reading, fine. Because I guarantee you, I trust this. I guarantee you that what I'm doing and stuff, I'll still get compensated for it. I'll still be here. I'll still be doing these things, because that's what I'm supposed to do. It's just that you got to maintain that trust and faith in it as well. And there's opportunities to keep doing it will happen all the time. With your situation, you're trying to clear the channel open for the opportunity to have a great relationship. So you need to get to know you. So therefore, like we were talking about before earlier, like attracts like. So basically what you're trying to attract is you. So if you have problems with people who are popping on your life going, ooh, don't look at them as they're bad people. Forget that, okay? That's a judgmental thing, because you're judging by what you see. But you should also judge by what you feel and say, okay, look at yourself. Okay, what do I see when I look at him? And whatever you see, work on it. And just thank that person. Walk on. Because that can be an attachment, an accidental attachment, but you attach yourself to that person the first time you say anything about that person. Because you spoke it, and words are powerful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people say.
I know.
Oh, you're welcome. It's one of those situations, and I recommend you get a reading, okay? And I really recommend a past life. And like I tell everybody, that you call this show, $10 covers everything I do for an hour, or $5, whatever's good for you, okay? Okay, and anything else you want to ask, anything else? Go ahead.
Just funny. I think that's the most important thing right now.
Okay. Well, if it's, okay. Did you say about your mom?
No, money. Is money coming in?
Well, see, once you start clearing everything, once you start working like you're doing, everything else is going to start back up again, too. A lot of us are still thinking that it's 2010, guys, and it's not, I promise you. It's 2011.
Yeah.
We're just going into this year, but I'm pretty sure I've talked to a lot of people about this, and everybody feels it. Just trust that, okay? There are certain things that you need to do and you need to follow through with. And as soon as you start following through with those, your money problems, career situations, what you really want to do, all those kind of things, they're going to start falling into place. Because once you start seeing you become as a whole, I guess you would say, you're going to start wondering what you can do with your life. And then you're going to start getting to a point where you're going to stop compromising and say, okay, what do I really want? You've asked yourself that a lot of times, but this is a year you're going to follow through.
Yes.
And I feel like finances is something that can be turned around in the next 3 months just by increasing the work that you're doing now, okay?
Got it.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're
great
welcome.
Night.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Have a great night, and I'm sending you healing energy to keep going so you're not too tired.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you. Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Area code 631. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was wondering what you see for me with love, life, money, and my son, all three.
And what's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. See, basically all I really need is a name. Birthdays are good, but there's more energy in your name, I think. Suzanne. I really feel like things are going to get... Don't take it as that deep breath as a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. It's just the idea of looking at the situation and going, where do we start? It's just the idea I keep getting a lot of focus on you. And you feel like you've been focusing on yourself quite a bit yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, recently, yeah.
I just feel like you didn't just... Like we were talking to the last caller. I just feel like a lot of increase in what you're doing. Also let your resistance down. And what I mean by that is, it's like I feel like your angels are talking to you and leading you in some places. And if they haven't, they're going to. And I mean more work on yourself. Like, for example, if you're attracted to certain books or certain audios, or you go to the library and you keep getting gravitated to one section, which is metaphysical section, that kind of thing, just let it take you where you need to go, okay? You have a lot to give. And I just feel like there's a lot of things coming to you so you can continue to do that. Does that make sense to you?
Come to me.
Say it again.
What is coming to me?
No, I'm saying like being gravitated to books and that kind of thing. Let yourself be guided to these things. This is like you're going through, I feel like in the next 3 months you're going to be going through a lot of periods of acquiring more knowledge, more information. That's what I'm talking about, books and CDs and that kind of stuff. I get the impression with your son, it's like I get the impression he's the center of your world. A lot of things are going on here. But I really feel like with the situation you've got going on, it starts with you. With the situation with your son, I'm picking up more with you. Like I can feel the son. I can feel a lot of emotions of helping him. But other things I'm not picking up on. Is there any way you can give us a little bit more information about your son?
Sure. My ex got residential custody, and I wanted to know if you see me getting it back.
Well, I'm getting yes. You will get him back. You'll get him back really quick.
Well, I mean, I see him. He's downstairs now watching TV. What I mean by that is I called the psych. They said, oh, not till he's 14, 15, and that he's only 9.
Okay, say it one more time as you fade it out for a minute.
I called another psychic and stuff, and they're saying I'm not going to get him until he's 14. I mean, I have him now. We have joint custody. And I see him on weekends and here and during the week, one day a week and stuff. But I was the one who had the residential custody ever since he was young. I'm sorry, what?
I didn't hear. I haven't said anything.
I was the one who had the residential custody. he was young.
Okay, and it switched.
Yeah. Only 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Hmm. I wonder if there's like a trend in this country on that kind of crap going back and forth. The reason I say that is because this is like the third time I've heard this story, I think.
So I'm going to go back to school. I'm a teacher. I was a teacher one time. Didn't have enough money to get my master's. So I'm a teacher aide now, but I'm going back for dental assisting starting next week on Tuesday, and it ends in April. So the next 3 months I'll be doing that. Do you see me getting a job in that?
No, I get yes. Well, I also get, I'm just saying with you, when I say gravitated to some type of information that you need to do, that's the spiritual side, but this other thing you're talking about, I keep getting the situation with you and your son. I see it changing, where it's like a gradual thing, but I feel like what you're wanting to, what you want is what you're going to get, and I don't see it at 14.
When do you see it?
It's actually between the ages of 10 and 9. So we're, we're going at the end of 9 and going into 10. It might be 11 at the latest, but I don't see no 14.
Yeah, but his dad's not going to give him back.
I understand that, sweetie, but I don't care what you... I don't really... That doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm tired. See, what I'm sitting here saying about... And I'll say this one more time, okay? Because it keeps coming back to me as well. The focus on letting them guide you to books and that kind of stuff. So therefore, you'll stop thinking in a worldly way and start focusing on what you want. And don't sit there and say, well, I can't have that because the father won't give it up. I've seen too many stories in your same situation where people thought the same thing. They changed their thinking on the whole thing, started focusing and let the other thing go. You know, stop thinking about what the guy did. Just like it almost didn't happen. And started focusing on, and I'm not saying that you don't in your own way. We all have those little things we need to get rid of. Trust me, okay? Well, we're programmed a certain way to say there's limitations when there's not. And that's just your human ego coming out there and listening to the world. But if you listen to your angels and your guides, even God, he'll sit there and, I mean, it's amazing how we sit there and we want to go to church and we want to do these certain things. And there's really some powerful messages that say, you have not because you ask not. It's a simple one, but it's a very powerful one because what it means is ask and you shall receive. But you have to believe in it as well. And sometimes these worldly things that we are subjected to when we're younger that tells us that these things don't happen, they get taken away. And I'm saying with this situation here, focus on the outcome. Focus on what you want. I feel like you're more of a loving parent than he is. Okay? I'm not saying he's not a loving person. I just feel like in the situation, things are going to switch because of the needs of the child, and you need to focus on that as well. And what I mean by that is I'm not saying you're not. I'm saying that's how you manifest it. Like your good intentions, because like I was telling before in the beginning of the show, when you start talking to your friends and your neighbors about what he did or what he didn't do or this whole crazy situation, all you're doing is reaffirming it. And what we're saying is stop doing that and start focusing and start talking to your friends about what's going to happen. I had a situation where I was working for a job, and I got that one little affirmation that came to me out of a book I was reading that I was guided to get. And as soon as I changed my thinking on it and said, okay, when people ask me how much I make a week, I tell them $400. At the time, I wasn't making $400, but I was telling the universe that I deserve it and I feel it. And then about 2 weeks later, I was making $400. And most people sit and say, well, he won't give that to you because that's a $50 raise. Well, it still happened anyway because I didn't care what they thought. I didn't care what he thought or he thinks. That's what you think you think too. It doesn't matter what he thinks or what he could do or what he couldn't do. The idea is focusing on what you want and leaving it at that, because I guarantee you, if you put all your faith and your energy into that whole thing and let it happen, it will. Okay?
What about a boyfriend then?
Well, I would worry about getting through the situation you're in too now, because you have a lot of stress on yourself. And I would say meditate and do the chakra clearings and put a lot more into that too as well to get rid of the stress that you're, well, I say what you're going to put upon yourself as you go into this schooling, okay? The more relaxed and the more the meditations and the chakra things that you do, the easier schooling is going to be for you, okay? I just get this thing that comes, it's like an impression I get really quickly is when you get nervous, you forget things, okay? This is just a way of keeping yourself clear so you won't forget, to understand that you have all the knowledge. You have all the everything you need to pass and get through this and do the whole thing. Because you're going to be a great teacher. It's just that you want to do this other stuff. You're going to do it. It's going to be great. You're going to come out of it. And then you're going to pass.
And well, I'm not going to school for teaching.
I know, but I'm saying whatever you do. When I said, it's like putting it in a worldly way, okay? Saying everything you do, anything and everything, it just makes it easier to make decisions. So therefore, you accomplish your goals. You pass whatever you got to go through. And I just feel like this next year is going to be a great year for you. 6 months is what I see turning around for you and your son. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I met men in the past, too, that weren't open to, just dating me and stuff.
Yeah, see what I'm saying here? You're still working on yourself, so therefore you wouldn't want to attract anybody in the midst of all the things that are going on. You want to wait till after you get through this. Because it's like you need to focus on what's going on, focus on yourself, focus on your son, and just the ideal. It could be 6 months before someone comes in your life. But I also feel like by doing this work, I don't feel like that timing is written in stone. I feel like it could change and be moved up. Okay? I'm just saying, the more you really put yourself into the chakra clearance, what I keep getting the most, chakras. Your root chakra, the chakra underneath your feet, and your solar plex. Those are the two I see you need to be, actually three, you need to really work on. But you definitely need
How come my ex, though, just gets away with it? To his first wife, too, got the kids.
Well, the one thing is everybody keeps focusing on that, what he did, and we want you to focus on what you want. That's what's going to change this whole thing. And watch yourself. If you catch yourself, I've done this for myself, okay, where I catch myself sitting there complaining about something to somebody, I'm just reaffirming it. And instead of focusing on the solution, we know what the problem is. He's the problem, so therefore what would be the solution? It would be that for things to change so you'd have your child back. That's what you need to focus on. Going back to why he keeps getting away with it, I promise you, if you focus on those one things about what you do want, I've did the same thing with my ex-fiance. We were focusing on money we wanted. And for some reason, he kept on getting away with not paying back child support. They could never get his tax money. And it was kind of funny how the year I was with her that I started focusing on $2,500, that year they finally got his taxes, and we got it. And everybody said, it's not going to happen because he keeps getting away with it. Well, I took that and went down my mind and said, no, it's not. It happens exactly the way I say it's going to happen. That's what I'm going to affirm every day. So I didn't listen to anybody else because they said, it's not going to happen. He keeps getting away with it. I said, nope. What I started doing is focusing on, if I had $2,500, how would my life be? Because I was focusing on rent for a new place and a new place to live, a new state. It was kind of funny how it came to me when they took his tax money, was the first payment she got was $2,560. That's not a coincidence. Because every time I've ever
because he's making me pay him child support, a little bit that I make.
Well, I feel like by the end of this year, the man's going to be scratching his head trying to figure out why things happened against him. Okay?
Right. Well, I think it was the angels telling me to go back to school.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I keep hearing.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You're right. I'll just focus on going back to school, focus on my son, focus on losing weight, and saying I'm going to get him back and make more money.
Yeah, I'm just saying, open up to the universe. I mean, look at the universe as a catalog. I'm going to start ordering what we want, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I also recommend you try to fit sometime in the next couple of months or whenever, if you get a past life reading, okay?
I'll try.
I'm just saying, try to get in there as best as you could. I mean, I know what you're going through right now and everything like that. I said, but if you get some time to yourself, you really want to do that, just give me a call. I'll work with it, okay? And if I got to do it first, and you pay me later, okay?
All right, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great new year.
You too.
Bye-bye. Boy, just you want to go dance in the streets, huh? Come on, guys. Everybody's thinking about focusing on the positive stuff. That's great. All right, area code 413. You're on the air, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
last night.
That's a good question. So where are you calling from? I don't recognize the area code. I've never seen this one before.
Oh, I'm in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Boston.
Yep.
I used to live in Pittsburgh. Have you ever heard that one?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Western Mass. But, yeah, that's a nice area.
Yes, it is. It was really nice out there. I loved it. I love taking walks all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great in the fall. So, did you tell me your name?
Yes, my name is Christina.
Christina. Do they call you Chrissy?
Yes. Good one.
Gosh, we got like 52 minutes left in the show, so go right ahead and ask your questions, and just relax. We got plenty of time, okay? Because I usually still take calls, even if you're on my queue, even if the show goes off the air, I will still take I'll still answer your questions for you. So go ahead and take your time.
That's really great. I'm in this place of, well, I've tried different things and experiences, and you know, went back to school. I'm an older, person than that. I'm a non-traditional age student. Like, you know, I had a lot of different life experiences, and well, I'm open to new things, and I'm just not really clear with my own guidance system right now, and I didn't know if you had any insight into that.
You're having trouble with your guidance system?
Yeah, like my intuition is kind of... It's not really. It's like there's like a. I feel like there's like a piece of wax paper covering it, like blocking me. I don't know why, but.
Well, I just say one thing: don't go hang gliding because you might run into a wall. The guidance system's off, you know. But you got to watch.
Yeah.
But you could actually go hang gliding in Massachusetts, could you?
Yes, they do it right over by the mountain there, not Mountain Tom.
Well, I keep forgetting. The Appalachian Mountains go up that far, don't they? So
I'm not
yeah,
very much like that anymore. I used to be, but I went skydiving. I liked that, but once was enough.
So what was the funnest thing about skydiving? Because I thought it was because people don't realize that the only time you really feel like you're actually falling is when you jump out of the plane itself. Correct?
Yes. I was enthralled with you could see the arc of the Earth. You know, like the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
And I was so surprised how cold it was, but it was just amazing.
Yeah, all that pressure underneath your chest and stuff, you don't get that sensation of falling.
But it is.
Yeah, so you go through the whole thing. I thought it was always fantastic myself. My biggest thing is not to think about anything else that could happen, and you can actually have a good time. The people who are actually really scared of it always keep thinking about things that are going to happen to their chute or this and that and the other. But if you just go out and just do it, you'll have lots of fun.
I had a great time. It's one of those moments, like one of those great memories, definitely.
So, Christine, how old are you?
I'm 36.
36?
Yep. Yeah. I don't read it like that, do I?
Oh, you sound like you're like 22, 23 years old.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Well, that's good. I think the idea of the physical body can actually be a hindrance because we don't feel that way, really. We feel, people always ask me the question, when you see spirits, what do you see? Well, most of the time when I see older spirits, those are ghosts. I always feel like they're ghosts, okay? They're like impressions on the atmosphere, which people think is kind of crazy, but it's amazing that you guys sit out there and listen to your CDs and you can't open your mind and thinking something else can be just like your CD of having impressions on it, which is basically, if you sit there and look at a CD and look at the technology behind that, it's basically really simple, okay? But when I see people, as in spirits, I've always seen them between, they look probably around 30.
Oh, wow.
Always. Yeah, always, because the spirit... We have to think about the spirit itself. Adam, I think Adam looked like he was 30 because he was a spiritual being first. Then when he ate the tree, that's when the physical came in, where it was like the realization of physical, of the human self, which took us away from our spiritual self. So when you sit and think about that, and this is good for you too as well, is focusing on your guidance system, because your guidance system is not really what you call having problems. It's you trusting it. So it's always been there. It's like, what the heck?
I don't know what the feedback's about.
No. No, I was just wondering. See, what the situation is, when I know what you're saying. You do some chakra clearings in the morning and chakra clearings at night. If you don't do that, I suggest doing that. I also say to people out there too as well, besides Christina, is when you write a journal is a great technique too, because what it does, it actually enables you to get what's in your head out.
Yes.
It's a vent. So when you start doing those things, that kind of stuff, because your senses, from the things you're talking about, you feel those things. And you, even after skydiving and doing these little things, you still feel it. You still feel it right now, just the sensation. So your guidance system, if you think about it, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the idea when doing, so there has to be blockages between the guidance system, which is, you know, your angels and guides, and then your chakras, which is attached spiritual to the physical, okay?
Yeah.
You start working on, we should have did a show on chakras today, huh?
that sounds good.
But I also want to tell everybody out there, too, Friday and Saturday next week, we're doing a thing where you call in, and we're going to start doing past lives, okay? So call in, and how that works is you focus on an issue or something about yourself that you don't understand. Maybe it's a phobia or whatever. Call in the show, and then we'll sit here and focus on that. Because when I sit here and talk about chakra reading, chakra readings. Well, we all know what chakra readings are. I tell you what's scooped up, and you fix it. But when we do past lives, there's a difference between a past life reading and a past life regression. A regression is where we use your angels to actually help you in a meditational thing where you focus and relax, and they take you back to a person. They actually escort you to that past life and help you to deal with what's going on. A past life reading is where I focus and pick it up. Because some people are not comfortable with that. The one thing I've gotten the most is, if you do it on the phone, what happens if we're in a hypnosis state and we get disconnected? Am I going to be stuck in that hypnosis? No. Most of it's basically focusing and working with you, so it's more like a self-hypnosis that we're walking you through. But you're more or less really working with your angels to take you back. And what I do is I do the same thing in a certain sense, but I tell you what I see. Most people seem to be more comfortable with that. So with your situation, it's like I keep focusing on, I would definitely work on the root chakra. I feel like financial situations are going on and brewing around you, and I feel like you need to work on your root chakra. I also feel like you need to work on your heart chakra. The root chakra is around the base of your spine. It's ruby red. Yours is like the color of pudding. Yeah, like a brownish kind of color. So,
that's terrible.
Yes. So it's just the idea.
I've been doing a lot of grounding and focusing on that. A lot of my grounding.
Well, I'm just saying. See, one other thing I'll say to you, too. A lot of people work on the grounding themselves. But ask yourself, honestly, in the process of working on grounding, have you really been focusing on the root chakra itself? Because there's also, I've been getting this a lot, too, where there's a chakra that's right underneath your feet.
That's right.
And then you have your root chakra, so therefore you take those two and work on those both together, because it might be the one that you're grounding yourself, but it's not getting to the root chakra. So we have a little blockage there, too. Also, if you have some pain in the back of your knees, there's also a chakra there, too. So it could be a lot of lower extremities where you're – it's like when I sit here and look at your guidance system, the one thing I keep picking up the most is the ideal, I don't feel like I can support myself. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you think about that, that emotional thing that you're going through is affecting your lower extremities, which is the physical support. And it's working. Right. So when we sit here and look at those situations, we know exactly what we need to do, right?
Putting my chest in?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It wasn't like a chess question. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we have the answers. It's just we need to learn how to trust ourselves. That's what we were talking before about. Some psychics say you can't read yourself. I just think they need to learn more on trusting themselves, too. Not be scared that they might be wrong. And maybe they're not wrong. I mean, doing readings, if I was doing a reading for a tree, it'd probably be a whole lot easier than doing it for a human being. Because we change our minds every 2 seconds sometimes.
Yes,
trees and animals and that kind of stuff, you ever notice they focus and they keep going forward no matter what? You ever seen Yeah, squirrels don't have to worry about getting a job and support, and they always seem to be fed. They always have a place to live, and they always look like they're happy. So, and you know, if you look at those situations realistically, really, they're taken care of because they're not worried about what? They're not worried about lack and limitations. They're not worried about what they don't have.
Right.
And they always seem to have everything they need. So I think we should take some examples there and say, okay, if I just start focusing on just exactly and picture in your mind what is my life supposed to be like. It will be. So what's your situation? I also keep focusing on relationship with you as well.
Okay,
but it's like you want one, but you're not sure.
I'm not sure that it's gonna work. You know, like that I'm really hesitant because I know I'm really passionate about this person, and I don't know what exactly. Like they tell me that he tells me that he feels the same way, but I'm not really convinced, I guess.
Well, you should trust that.
Sure.
See, that's what I'm saying before, like trusting yourself. There's something about you that tells you that he's not telling you the truth. And you've been right before. Right?
Yeah.
So with the situation, I'm just saying, take this for example, okay? I've never taken psychology. But if you really study humans and look at the way they do things, it makes a lot of sense. Observing is a really cool thing to do, all right? So you sit there and look at the situation, and if this man that's in your life right now keeps trying to convince you, then his life is not reflecting it, or he would see it. We were talking about that before early in the part of the show, that everybody in your life who crosses your path reflects something.
Absolutely, yeah. I think my boundary isn't right. Like I'm like trying to figure out if I'm not being clear enough or authentic enough myself. So that's what I'm wondering.
Yes. And don't let your love and your feelings and your compassion for this man block what you see. Because we're not questioning what you feel. You're not questioning what you feel. You're questioning him. So therefore, if it's not meant to be, which I feel like it's not, right. But you have to come to terms with that as well. But you also have to realize something. The reason you have a hard time with this is because you are really a loving, caring person. But that a person is also picking up on somebody who's not... Okay?
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a bad person, per se.
No,
I'm just saying, sometimes in situations, realization don't always have to end up in arguments and fights and people break up. It could be simply realizing this is not what you want, this is not what or something just came to you like you just now. Just making you realize this is not it. And that's as simple as what it is. You're not trying to hurt nobody. That's not your intent, but you also are in a situation where you're supposed to have certain things in this lifetime. And if you miss it by one, just correct it. That's all you're doing. You're correcting the situation. He seems like he has a phobia of being alone. And he's trying to hang on to you as much as he can. That tells me right there that that attachment means he has a problem.
That's not good.
No. And you're not a person like that. I feel like you're a huggy, touchy, kissy, just emotionally all over somebody. But just because you love them, not because you have to.
Yeah.
Is that true or not?
That's true. Do you see anything? I'm considering, I'm in school part-time, and it's a two-hour drive. I drive 2 hours to get to, my class. I'm in art, and I'm not 100% sure I want to move down there. Like, a part of me wants to just move forward and just start something on my own. But the two-hour ride, and... I'm not sure if I want to go into painting or illustration. I just keep kind of flopping around,
Yes.
Why
don't you try this? You have a lot of gifts. You were born with a lot of gifts because you're going to utilize every one of them. So the idea, I guess you would say, the hint or the direction is they're trying to point you in is how can you take all your points and all your talents and put them into one business and use them all?
Right.
Because I feel like you find that, you're going to go, Eureka, whoa, this is what it is. You love the paint. You love the flow. Okay?
Yeah.
So with the situation of looking at these things and going, I got to, don't say I got to. Let it lead you. Because like I was telling the last lady, I was trying to say, okay, you got a lot of things going on. I wasn't trying to belittle her. I'm just saying when you're guided to do certain things, just trust that. And with the situation with this guy started saying, she started saying things like, well, how can he get away with this and how can he do that? Right then and there, you could just see that she was rehashing things, okay?
Right, yeah.
And rehashing is reaffirming. If you're reaffirming, you're manifesting that. That's why you can't manifest what you really want because you're not really focusing on it. In this situation here, you love to paint. That's the biggest thing I pick up with you. It's like a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a, hands on hand. You could be so freaking really good at this whole thing because you really are. It's just the idea of getting to that point of saying, Let myself go. Let myself go. I don't. I think you was Irish in the past life, but
I was Irish.
Yeah, so that's why it comes to me. Okay, but but it's like, you know, tracing it. I guess we could sit and trace it back and say, you need to call me up and we need to do a past life with you, because I feel like it'd be really colorful. And,
yeah.
I just think, and I was starting to think about this, like, she skydives, she does this, guys, you know. Work on the situation you're in and give me a call. I'd love to go out with you.
I'd like that.
Yeah. So, you know, he's sitting there, because the one thing I do really get into was when I was in school, I wasn't really a passionate painter, but I loved it. But I loved the experience.
Yeah.
It was just the idea of painting takes a lot of patience, which you have. And that's why I feel like you should do that. What I found my passion was for pastels and chalks. And, yeah, so it was one of those things of, you ever get a chance, you could call me on Skype, I'd actually show you some of my artwork.
That'd be great.
Yeah, the kind of thing. So I'm just saying, that's what you need to do, because I tell everybody, the reason I do this kind of work and I love doing this is because when you put yourself into something you really love to do, you don't worry about the paycheck. Okay?
Yeah,
because,
that's great.
Yeah, you're focusing on what you're doing. You're focusing on the service. You're focusing on exactly what you need to be focusing on, which is living your life. Because people out here who are not just... You know, I'm not going to say anything about feeling sorry for anybody. I just didn't wish they would just, you know, click in and go, do you like your life? Because think about it. If you looked at life lately with people getting these hip implants and all this other stuff, and you just look at the job they're doing, and they're always talking about they wish they would have done something different. So it tells you they're not doing what they're doing because they want to. They get caught up in the worldly thing and says, you got to have a job. You got to do this. You got to do that. But once we take those limitations off and start realizing certain things, I know I did. I mean, the first time I got an apartment before I had the money, that makes you think. You can't get an apartment with money and a deposit and da-da-da. You got to have the first month and the last month and blah, you know. I walked into the place and I would say less than 20 minutes after looking at all these apartments, I found one about that same day I was moving into it. And it didn't have any money. But the money did come in to help me keep it, so... That's the difference. That tells you also that you are in the right place, because then you start attracting all the opportunities to keep where you're at. That's what I'm saying with you. Just make a decoration, confirm it, sit down and write a picture, get you a focus board and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Because I did the same thing with them. And you have to watch people too. They walk in your room and they'll start looking at your focus board going, so what do you think you are? I'm a great person, so therefore I deserve great things, and that's what I want. You got to learn how to say that. Because I was sitting there looking.
I like that.
Yeah, I was sitting there looking at the situation going on. Like, on my focus board, I was focused on relationships. And I had this really hot girl in the middle of it. And they were sitting there going, what are you thinking? I said, one thing I am is thinking. And that's what I want. It's like, focus on what you want. And I've told people this before on the air when I was talking about getting a Blue Razor cell phone. I told everybody, the reason I tell that story, because it's amazing. Because that was the first thing that I actually did manifesting that made me think about what I could do, not what I couldn't do. Because, I mean, I got this thing. I got put on my focus board in threes, okay? And I went in to apply for a cell phone. I said, okay, I want a Blue Razor cell phone. I went through AT&T, no big deposits. I don't want to pay a dime. I said, I just want to get the phone. I said, and I don't want to pay nothing until I get the first month bill. So I'll go in there and apply for this phone. Now, the first thing that happened was I got declined on my card. I said, okay, that shouldn't have happened. So I sit there and said, okay. I walked back in my room. I looked at that cell phone. I mean, I was like maybe 5 inches from the picture I had of that Blue Razor phone. And I said, real firmly, if I am meant to have this, I will have it by the end of the week, because I would love to have that phone, because that phone would just help me out so much, and I deserve it. I love it. I want one of those things. I just want that phone. So therefore, if I'm meant to have this, I'll have it before the end of the week. And 2 hours later, I got an email from the same place. They said, I got approved for the phone, and it should be there in 48 hours. Just make sure somebody's there to sign for it. I looked at my credit card. I looked at the statement, and guess what? Didn't pay a dime until the first bill came.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm telling everybody. I don't tell these things just to brag about my life. I'm saying the techniques work, okay? They really do work. And I also told us the other day, too, Jack Canfield did the same thing with a dollar bill. He took a dollar bill, took a black magic marker, and made a $100,000 bill out of it, and put it above his bed, so it was the very first thing he saw when he got up in the mornings. So then he would sit there and think about it. He would focus on that for 15 minutes. What would his life be like if he had $100,000 a year? And he played that little picture in his mind for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then he went through the rest of the day. And like we said, be grateful for everything you have, even the hair on your toes. Because once you start focusing on what you're grateful for, you just took your attention off what you're trying to manifest, which means you detach from it. And the sooner you detach it, it's like delivering a letter. You're going to get an answer. And that's what happened in the situation. Now, he says he stresses everybody. In that situation, did he make $100,000 that year? No. But see, he was only making $8,000 when he started it. He actually was making $8,000. You know, do you know how much money he actually made that year? $93,000. So the situation, but see, he didn't get his $100,000, but he said, are you going to sit there and be critical that bad, be petty, that he didn't make $100,000? He said, no, I made $93,700 and some dollars. Is he going to sit there and say it didn't work? Of course not. He's going to say it did work, but you have to let it work in its way. Maybe he just, at that moment, he just wasn't ready for $100,000, but he got a definite tenfold on that one. And then the next year, he did make over $1 million. So it starts somewhere, and you got so much potential.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
So I have been feeling like it would be really, really positive to rent an art studio space and just start painting. And I kind of have an idea of like what it would look like and everything. And mm-hmm. finally, it's like going to school would complement that really well because I'm in this great art program.
All right.
So I'm kind of going, do I need art school? I don't need it. Do I want to go to art school? I kind of do, you know, because now
mm-hmm.
an opportunity to grow and connect with people and everything. So
mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. You got to do what you want to do, too. If you feel like you should go to school, then go to school. I mean, I painted my first mural. I was in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Had a shop. And like in the midst of that, having my first shop and my second shop, I had a little bit of downtime where I was actually working in someone else's shop for a while. Had a friend of mine. But I started helping this one lady put a metaphysical shop together. And I chose she said she was going to give me a chance, but she never did. But it gave me a chance to paint a mural on her wall. It was 5 feet by 6 feet. It took me about 2 weeks to do it. And it was one of those challenges to do the whole thing. Because she was really a challenging woman because I would paint certain things. And then she'd come back and say, why don't you change the sky because it looks too cloudy? I said, well, the picture you gave me was in Ireland, and it's always cloudy. But
yeah,
she said,
yeah.
I want this kind of a sky. I said, okay, no problem. So it's just like one of those things. I never sit there and said anything about I couldn't do it. I just sit there and say, okay, let's see what we can do. I always constantly see what I can do. And I took 4 years of art, but it was more of high school arts and that kind of thing. My mom was mad because I didn't go to art school. But I had so many challenges, but they wasn't really challenges. It was the idea of me always saying and doubting myself. But once I started doing it, people like talented people. I mean, I've talked to people that were actually in real radio. I had talked to some guy who said that you have a great voice and you should do this. Not because you've gone to school or done anything like that, because he said you have talent. That's more important than schooling. Schooling is just a way for people, as in schools, to make money. But and it's a business too. We have to realize that's a business too. But if you don't feel like you need to do that and you want to jump right into it, then something's leading you down the road where it's saying you already have the talent. So therefore, show people that you do have that. That's what happened with mine. Mine was different because mine was wasn't exactly what you would call people loving what I did and getting that way, because people did love what I did because they would walk in her shop and say, oh, that's great. But at the same time, it was her shop, and she freaked out because my painting was getting more attention than she was. So it was a little bit different. So there's certain things you have to sit there and focus on. My friends were really good about it, too. They would sit there and go, you're sitting there thinking that you did something wrong, and the lady got rid of your mural because you did something wrong. Did you ever think that maybe the reason she got rid of it because you did everything right and she was jealous of it? But see, you're going right to the, it's my fault. And that's what I'm saying. It's the idea of having faith in your talent, saying, no, that was great. You know, these people got rid of that thing so freaking quick, it did reinforce a lot of things and say, well, why was that thing so threatening to them? There was nothing there to be threatening about. It was just somebody expressing their talents on a wall. But for some reason it was. And that's what you got to look at it, saying they have the problem, not you. So I'm saying with the situation, schooling would be a good thing for you because it's what you think you should do. But I also feel like you'd still be as successful if you didn't. You're thinking you have to get. What's the ideal? Some of us think we have to get credibility, not realizing we're still kissing the world's ass.
Yep.
And we're not here for doing that. We're here as in, if you're in a position of service, you're here because you're supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to do with your life. Like we talked about before, there's no such thing as competition. That's a human concept. The spiritual concept says, and if you read all the books, I recommend you, a couple of books to you too, but so you could call me after the show and I'll sit here and talk to you and give you some of those too as well.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
There's a lot of them. So I'm just saying, the spiritual self says there are no limitations. So there's no reason to get mad at somebody who's in the same space as you're in. Because maybe you're both there for a reason. And if not, you're not. I actually see you working on your own. I see
that's
you like...
Exciting. That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Okay. So call you at what time?
Oh, dude, I have no idea what time it is.
It's 11:30.
Yeah, it's 11:32, and we got 27 minutes left in the show. I just had to say it to you guys after, so don't worry. I know I got a couple more calls on the phone, but I'm going to give Christina my phone number, and I'll get right with you guys. So don't worry. Do you have the phone number?
Is it on the website? Is it on this page here?
Well, if you like, I can give it to you right now if you like.
Oh, that'd be fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's 937.
Yep.
838.
Okay.
6337. And the first
right,
five. Yeah, I just had to say that. What?
937-838-6337.
6337. That's it.
Okay.
So I'm on for another 26 minutes.
You got people on the queue, yeah.
And I should actually end the show tonight on time. So. Because I'm going to take as many calls as I can, but right now I think it might be because it's late, but we got a couple more callers to go. But I would definitely give me, like, call me at 12:30.
Okay. Oh, an hour. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. You have a great. What was I going to say? Have a good. Well, happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. All right, just going on and moving along. Do you guys want a tip on how to do angel readings? Listen. That's the simplest one I can give you on when you do readings. It's the ideal opening up your senses. I always say take three deep breaths and just let come whatever comes. You know, clear your mind. And it's always the first thing that comes through. To pay attention to that, okay? If you're doing readings for yourself, it's still the same way. Pay attention to what they're saying to you. It could be a situation where they're putting you in a position of reading cards so you can actually pick the information up quicker and clearer for yourself, okay? And also do that. That's another thing I say about readings, too. When you're doing readings for other people, don't be surprised if you come up with answers for your own stuff. So enough said. Just go on to the next caller. All right, 269.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's a good question. It's cold here. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
So you know what's all about, don't you?
Yeah. Snow met me at my door.
No, really? Plus you got plus when you're in Michigan, you got that big lake up there too.
Yeah, yeah. I need some direction. When do you see? You know, this sounds like a strange question. I just moved in this house in this place. And so I'm wondering when I'm going to move again.
Okay. I get the impression you should have took some sage and saged that house before you moved into it.
Well, it's not. Well, why? What's the reason of that? Is there a particular reason?
Well, see, you just said you moved. I always recommend everybody to do that to their houses before they move into it because, realistically. The reason I do it every time I move is because people have lived in that house before. So the energy from those people, there's always residue from everything and anything. And especially if you're moving into something that's been around for at least, even if it's been over 10 years or whatever, there's a lot of people have been going in and out. So what you're doing is you're clearing your house out. So nothing in the house, as in if there's, I'm just saying, for instance, there's a person who lived there who was depressed. That energy is still there. So you want to move that out of the house. But with the situation, why do you, I mean, I really
do not
pick up on why you want to move.
Why?
I mean, I'm just saying to you, when I pick my focus on your situation, I really don't see any reason for moving.
Well, it's because the people that are attached to the place, I'm really not getting away from them. They still have more of a say of what I do and how I do it, and so that's why I'm bringing the subject up.
I'm just saying with your situation, when I've talked about manifesting things, the idea of changing situations, these can all be manifested just the way you want them to. I'm just saying there is a way you can sit there and manifest on this thing and actually make it a situation so they're not a part of the whole situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually seen people in corporations and working in buildings and stuff and going, they started focusing on just changing their lives about how they felt about themselves. And all of a sudden, people around them that were giving them problems either transferred out or just left them alone. So I'm just saying, if it's a place that you really want to stay and it's just that kind of a situation, I would focus on a different outcome of people, if you know, like you said before, people basically butt into your business. I would just focus on them butting into somebody else's business or somewhere along the line. I'm not sure that was actually a good way to go either. You don't want to push it on somebody else, but you just don't want it affecting you as a whole. But if you really want to move on the whole thing, I think it'd be one of the situations. Well, the information I just got could be moving in 6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
Oh, well, that sounds good to me. I mean, you know, the people are involved with my work. They're involved with my home. It's like I don't know. I know weirder things have happened. But I know it's kind of a difficult situation when you work with them and then you live in their house, you're renting from them, and
mm-hmm.
they like control, you know, and everything. So that's the reason I don't mind working, you know,
mm-hmm.
with them. That's okay. But when
yeah.
I come home, I want to come home.
No, I understand. No, believe me, I
yeah.
do.
Yeah. So that's the only reason.
Okay, I'm just saying with your situation, it's like your ideal, making your mind up what you want to do, which direction you want to go into, and focus energy in that area. So if you really want to move, I feel like it could be between 3 to 6 months. And the reason I say that could be 3 months if you start working on it as soon as you get off the phone. If you don't, I'm just saying, that's the way it comes to me. It's that simple, that quick. We're talking on the show, if you don't do chakras in the mornings and chakra clearings at night, you should take that and do it the same way. I also... it's like a hesitation of saying, oh, you should do yoga, which is something that you might be hard to gravitate to, but I feel like it would definitely help you out because of certain problems that you have that can actually help you heal certain parts of your body. The way it comes to me is female problems.
Well, I would like to talk to you a little bit more, and I know you already have one appointment. Is there a good time to call you tonight, or should I schedule something tomorrow?
My Sunday's getting booked up, and I usually don't book on Sundays. But you know something? Why don't you call me tomorrow, and we'll definitely do a session tomorrow then, okay?
What time should I call?
Is 9:30 a.m. too early for you?
No, 9:30 a.m., I can work it.
Okay, then you call me, and we'll get it done. If you're going to pay for a session, I always tell people to go pay for it, and then call me up, and then we can just get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Is that good enough for you?
That is wonderful. Thank you very much. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you. And thank you
uh-huh.
for the You have a happy new year, okay? And we'll talk
uh-huh.
to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. This is our next call. We're checking down there, but we're going to get you all in here, guys, so don't worry about it. All right. I'm not sure. 620, you're on the air, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Donnie. This is Jennifer. I've actually been listening to your entire show. Everything just sounds amazing. It's like everything that I had wanted to know, I'm actually hearing from everybody. So,
okay.
Well, from you to everybody else.
That's good.
So, it's been really great. And I actually did pay for a session tonight. It sounds like you're not going to be able to get it tonight, but maybe we can set something up later. But is there any messages for me? I mean, like an angel reading or something maybe? Because like I said, I did pay for a session, and I really you know, I have a lot of questions, but.
No, I was going to say, where are you calling from?
Kansas.
Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
You're calling from Kansas. Whereabouts? I keep
South
getting
South Central.
South what?
South Central.
Okay. I have no idea where that's at. I was thinking.
I'm actually probably about 5 minutes from the Oklahoma border.
Okay. All right, because I was getting the impression of Kansas City.
Nope.
So how close are you to Kansas City? I've always seen Kansas City.
Oh, geez, I would have to guess 4 or 5 hours maybe.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get this in my head right, because they said, isn't there two Kansas cities? One in Kansas?
Yeah, one's in Kansas, one's in Missouri. Yeah.
There we go. So, yeah, okay, Oakland, that's different. All right. Well, I went through there to go to Colorado, so.
Uh-huh.
With the situation going on, man, it's very intense.
Yeah.
No, the reason I was asking you about the time, because I was, and for some reason in my head it says if it's possible to do one tonight at 12:30 my time, not your time. Isn't there like an hour's difference? I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's 10:45 right now. Yeah.
Yeah, so if we could do it at 12:30 my time, I could still do it for you later on.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, I still do those. Yeah, people like that late. So, well, I usually don't do it any later than 11, but, you know, in certain situations,
right.
We also have to go with the flow and how things work out, too. So, I mean, that was the first thing that popped in my head when I started trying to talk to you, 12:30. So, that's when we should do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's one of those things of, I could tell you some things now. I mean, the biggest thing I keep picking up is relationships. Perhaps I get a nervousness about that, too. So, that makes sense.
Yeah, I actually have asked you. I asked you one night in the chat room. I'm Amethyst 72.
You're who?
And Amethyst 72 in the chat room.
Amethyst 72. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had asked about an ex that had asked me to become Catholic with him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
To tell you the
probably
truth,
not.
It's one of those things that right now, there's a lot of things going on right now. I was actually up from about 9:30 last night until 8 o'clock, actually 9 o'clock this morning with a person who was having, she was really emotional and hurt, and because of the situation, it didn't work out the way she thought it should.
Right.
I just felt like I should sit there and, you know, she was a very interesting woman. And she's just like telling people, you're beautiful. You know, just because this guy didn't see that doesn't mean you're not.
Right.
I was up, so you got to forgive me when I said you're trying to remember things. I was up for like 9 hours.
Oh, that's okay.
Then my daughter shows up with her daughter, and I babysitted her for the rest of the day, so I really haven't had any rest. So it's an interesting situation. But now I'm in my second wind. I'm like, you know, energy from somewhere, so. But the memory doesn't get all that energy either, okay? But with the situation you're talking about, I mean, Catholic and that kind of stuff, and exactly how'd that go?
Well, we have known each other for almost 2 years, and our first two or three split-ups was, he's just so judgmental. I mean, the first time it was, okay, since you're not working, I do have medical issues. You're not working, you know, that's it, no future. Okay, whatever. And for some reason, I feel like I have this connection with him, and I still can't quite get why I do. But
I do.
Then we tried it again, and he found out that I had a deck of Archangel Oracle cards. Well, he didn't like that either. So that was another reason. And then, you know, we've always talked and been friends, and
he threw
that at me a couple days ago about becoming a Catholic with him.
No. You can't do it.
So.
Catholic,
well,
Jewish, Christian, those are just names, man. If you don't live it, then
right.
They don't know nothing. And he's Catholic, but he's not. And he does sound like a Catholic that I know, so. But I should. The thing I keep getting the most is the idea of becoming Catholic would be the point of giving up something, and that's what he wants you to do. Because he has no intention of giving up anything he's doing. Now, is he the one you say that it's he's got the ailments, or he has an injury or something like that where he can't work?
No, that's me. That's me. That was one of the reasons. That was one of the first reasons we split up, because I'm not working for medical reasons, and that just, he didn't want that. I guess he wanted somebody that works and somebody that, you know.
I will say one thing: you're very talented, and you should really utilize all those talents and gifts that you have. But the idea of working per se because he wants you to, that's the wrong direction to go into. Which you know that. I'm just saying
right.
that.
Yeah.
The idea of working, you should be really working on your skills and your gifts, which that means you have them. It's just a realization of what you got, and the cards and the angels and giving readings and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And if
right.
you can look at the situation, that's an answer in itself. If you can't do those things, which they are a part of you, that's who you are, then he's not what he says he is. So therefore,
right. Well, yeah, I understand that. And, you know, along the way, and, you know, the time that we've been split up, we've always talked, you know, like I said, I still have feel this connection. And we talk as friends. He tells me about his dates and so on. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But
yeah.
he has accepted healing from me. And I have, you know, pulled cards for him, so I know he's not, you know, thinking I'm the devil or something.
Is he a Gemini?
And no, I'm an Aquarius.
No, no, is he a Gemini?
He's a Sagittarius.
That's kind of weird. Sagittarius is usually more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I have some friends of mine. They're really, they have a lot of energy, and they're just, I used to have a girlfriend who was a friend. Not, I'm going to say girlfriend, she's a girl. But I used to love holding her hand because it was like plugging into a, you know, electrical stuff, you know, because she just had so much energy, and she was just so fun and bubbly to be around. So it's kind of hard to, I guess, I would say with this situation, the first thing that comes to me is, you guys are supposed to be friends, and that's it.
Like you said, the energy that your friend had, well, that's kind of that's what we had. It was just so much energy when we were together. It was so high. It was incredible.
And when I was with her, I thought when I first met her, it was a possibility of having more than just a friendship. But ever since then, I've always enjoyed the friendship. And when it's just friends, it works. If we try to take it any other way or direction, it just doesn't work that way. So, I mean, she used to say
right.
the weird thing. She's a bubbly, cute blonde, and I was walking in the woods one night, and I ran into a bear, and I sensed it before it even happened. And she was like, I was there talking to her, and I was like, I can sense that there's a bear out here. And she's like, of course you can, silly. You're in the woods. I'm sitting there going, no, you don't understand it. But she would just come up with little comments like that. She was just – so this guy has a very good sense of humor, and he needs to use it more.
Right.
So, you know, so I feel like the reason you guys are connected is because it's a reflection of things to work on. Because, you know, he really reflects that. Because there's certain things about him that you work on, too. Because there's certain, I'm trying to figure this out, it's not prejudices, but it's just certain limitations that you still have that you need to let go of. I mean, I feel like the idea of certain things happen to you with injuries and stuff like that was just pointing you into a different direction. And didn't take nothing away from you. It actually opened up a whole lot more for you. That makes sense, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, and right now, like I said, him and I still talk with friends, and he throws stuff at me like that every once in a while. Like it's like he's fishing. Like he throws a line at me and then he pulls back.
Right.
It just drives me bonkers. And I'm in a position myself where I know I need to work on myself. I have so many, you know, things around me that need to be taken care of. I have no desire to even date. So it's...
You don't have to.
I have no desire to right now. But it would be nice to have, you know, somebody.
Well, just put it out there. But I'm just saying, focus on you and what you need to do and all these talents,
mm-hmm.
all the things you're going to discover in this next year. It's going to be awesome, but at the same time, I also feel like you're going to attract. The thing about this, guys, what does the word attraction mean? It means to attract to you, not to go chasing after. Because every time you chase after something, you're pushing on it, which it gets further away.
Right.
So what you need to do is turn that around and go, okay. Because this situation here, I just feel like sometimes he likes to make it to where he thinks it's where it's supposed to be. And he doesn't take any really consideration sometimes of what you think it should be.
Right.
But when you guys are friends and you're in that friendly kind of state, you guys have a tendency to be more open to each other, okay?
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't tell people this all the time, if he's the one, then why am I picking up on somebody else 6 months from now? Because I always feel like when
we're... Okay, well, that's fine. That's good.
I'm just saying. but I tell people like this. You know what's ahead of you. So focus on what's going on now, because it ain't happening now. But there are things still going on right now. Discovery, you know, maybe you need to pluck your eyebrows. I'm just saying there's things that are happening today. So the more you keep it now, because when you're focused on the future and you're focused on the past, your energy is in the wrong way. Because you've got to focus on what's
right.
going on right now. I mean, there's nothing wrong with focusing on outcomes, but that's why I tell people, when you're sitting here, like I used to tell everybody when I was working on a job and I want to make $400 a week, I was focusing every day. That I know, tell people, too, how much you make. I make $400 a week. And I've been doing it now. Where I said, okay, what do you want to do? Maybe it's the idea of stop focusing on readings and stuff like that, but just so thing out there and say, how much you want to make a week? $1,000. I said, then focus on that, and then tell everybody that's how much you make. I guarantee you'll be making it. At the same time, in order to make that kind of money, you would need a certain kind of readings or whatever's going on, but
right.
you're not going to get those either if you're not doing the job and doing the service. So therefore, if you keep focusing on what am I going to do today, how am I going to do this, am I going to do 10 readings or whatever, I guarantee at the end of the week you might find that you already made that $1,000. So that's what I'm saying with here. Work on yourself, work on your talents, and then one day you're going to look back and go, as you talk to your husband, you know, yeah, this is kind of funny. 10 years ago, I was there wishing I would have somebody, and there you are. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes, because I always tell people, also, when the ideal manifestations, you know you've manifested something because you're probably living it. You probably already have it, and you're experiencing it. That's the whole thing, how it works. It's usually a eureka looking back and going, let's do it again, you know? So.
Okay, now you say that I have these talents and abilities and stuff. What do you see that those are? Or do you feel that those are?
The one thing I fear the most is the angel cards. I also feel like you're a very powerful healer, and you should focus on those too. Because I also feel like you do very powerful healing readings.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is, I mean,
because I actually just today ordered 3 or 4 books about auras.
We should have did a show on auras, you know that? Chakras and auras. We've done those, but for some reason this show has been one of the things of we need to work on our chakras and our auras. But I think what's happening here, because people ask this question a lot, you know, when you get angel readings and that kind of stuff, what's the common denominator in all those readings? What's the messages the angels are trying to say to us? Excuse me. And I would say in this particular show, I would definitely say that they're trying to help us understand by clearing the systems to prepare ourselves for this next year. Because I would sit there and say, man, I'm pretty sure many people have said it, but I'm just sick of the stuff that people are pointing on to 2012. I said, if you actually look at the Maya calendar, it doesn't say the world's coming to an end. It says a phase or a certain type of a point in our history is coming to an end. And another one's beginning. Now, when you get a beginning after an end, how do you get the idea of the concept of the world coming to an end? It's going to end, but not in the way people think. And that's the whole point. That's what it's saying. The way you think is going to change in 2012, and you're going to start looking at things differently. So I feel like they're taking the time of working with everybody and start saying, since the chakras is a go-between the spiritual and the physical, wouldn't it be great to have those things cleared so therefore you have a clearer channel?
Yes.
Okay, so
definitely.
It's kind of amazing with the chakra clearing books. And you got, how many books did you get?
I ordered 3 books today.
So, you know, my favorite book, the one I used to have all the time, was Doreen Virtue's book, Chakra Clearings.
Okay, yeah, well, right? The ones I ordered today were more, I think, focused on, well, auras, chakras, but they were by Ted Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably have that book or read that book, but sometimes I don't really focus on the authors. I used to work a lot with Doreen Virtue's books, and another guy named John Randolph Price. There was another guy too, John Holland. But there's been other ones. The reason I say that because there's a lot of times I read books and go into these masses where I read everything and anything I can get my hands on. It's just that I'm going to take information so I don't remember where it came from. but I need to get it. So I was actually reading 10 books a week there for a while. So.
Wow.
So tell everybody, you listen to I talk. I sound like, sometimes I sound like a book. But, and not to, but try a little personality on it. But you're really heading in the right direction. This, and the reason I feel like those are the two things you need to work on, because you're also going to find out a lot of more things about yourself that you can do through those two things. I mean, I know I've been doing this for a long time, and the more I do it, I started doing clairvoyant readings. Now I hear and see and feel. Sometimes I just know, and so they all have a tendency to work together. Now I'm a medium. I'm an empath. So I'm just saying that all these things that happen, you just start doing them instinctively. Because I started doing dream interpretations, and it was just something that happened when people would tell me dreams. I just knew what they meant. So, things of tapping into more talent and realizing just what you are capable of doing and not be scared of that.
Right.
The first time you heal somebody completely from head to toe, don't be surprised if you don't sleep for 2 days.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just saying, I actually helped a girlfriend with a drug addiction who almost killed herself one night, and I just wrapped myself around her and slept with her for 24 hours. She got up feeling great. I got up going, I'll see you in a couple of days. But I'm saying, don't be surprised if it doesn't happen to you too, okay? So take the precautions.
All right. Well, I will be talking to you in a half an hour.
All right. No problem. I'll be there. So give me a call.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, guys. There we go. We're riding down to the last seconds of the show. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank you for the support. Thank you for, I guess you would say, the opportunity of having a show with people calling in. And I just really love everybody who's called in, and just hope that the information that you got sent you in the right direction and you're back on that path. And if I never hear from you again, it means you're doing great. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. And tune in Monday, and we'll have another great show for you. It's one of those things where we sit there and start. And, well, it's one of those things that the thing dropped off the table, so I can't reach it at this moment. But tune in today. We have another 3-hour show for you. We're going to go back to 6 to 9. So tune in with us. And thank you very much. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. And I'm going to. Just for 1 second. I got to do something real quick because she was calling. It only takes like one minute.
Man, it's freaking cold.
All right. I'm so low. She's not there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So what's up?
Very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's been ordered for.